Yeah, it should just picture like Pooh Bear or something. I don't
Exactly.
So, welcome to the Jukebox Guys podcast. Something long, long overdue. This is episode one. It's funny that this is actually a special series of the podcast, and it's also our first episode. So, you're in for some cool stuff. Here with me, I have Chris Young, Mike Booker, and Randy.
What up? What up? It's your boy Randy.
If you know us, then you know who that is. But Randy is going to be included on the conversation this week, and it's going to be a good time. So just to kind of give you a brief introduction of what this is, who we are, and why you decided to listen. The Jukebox Boys is just a group of friends. We've known each other since high school. Graduated in the early 2000s. I won't say what year, just in case anybody trying to shield their age. But from the great city of Detroit, this message and these words that you're about to hear for the world and beyond. And the Jukebox Guys came up. It's a collection of some hits. You're gonna hear some stuff you want to repeat, you want to rewind and listen to again. You're gonna listen to some stuff that you might not agree with, but that's not what we're doing. This, we're not doing this for you to agree with us. We're doing this just to four friends and more that's gonna keep in touch with each other and hey, record the conversation as we see fit. So we'll be in your ear, your area every week. Or at least we'll try to. Let me not make a promise I can't stick to. We're going to try to do what we can to get to you as much as possible. But yeah, that's who we are, and that's what you're about to hear. So this week, we just wanted to talk about a couple hot button issues. It's been a lot going on. I forgot to say the date. Today is June 13th, Saturday, June 13th, 2020. Halfway through the year, and boy, we have had
all bad.
Rough 6 months. It's been a rough 6 months, and again, this is just a group of fans talking about what's going on in the world. So at some point, we will have a way for y'all to contact us, whether it be social media, website, whatever. But if you hear something you want to challenge, if you hear something that you want to add to, write it down. Take notes of it right now, because once we get that medium built and ready to go, we'll get that out to you again. Social media, website, phone number, whatever. We'll get it to you so you can contact us and join in on the conversation. But this week, we kind of wanted to just catch up on everything that's been going on, especially in the last month, just to kind of like get some different perspectives on it. It's been a lot of talk about the general topic of Black Lives Matters and everything that surrounds that. We'll get to the details. But yeah, you're about to hear four friends just talk about our perspective on it. Just because we're from the same place, from the same hood, from the same area, doesn't mean that we have the same opinion. And it's good to see and witness iron sharpening iron. And that's what I think that you're going to see in the next however many minutes it takes for this conversation to unfold. So with that being said, I wanted to respect two things. One, the time, but more importantly, it looks like we lost
half of the podcast. Oh no, just one of them. Yeah, I forgot. Me still here. I just don't see him.
I'm here.
Randy is here. Yeah, Randy's here. We just lost one of our guys.
Wait, yeah. I think Chris lost his audio for a minute, but I think he's trying to work on that audio.
Okay. Well, before we get into the conversation, you know, Mike, I know that you you and Young just released some music. So I'm gonna put you on the spot here. If you wouldn't mind just kind of like giving us a little background behind that project, how that came about, how that started, and then where we can find it so we can listen to it.
Yeah, for sure, man. So me and Chris, we ended up you know, in addition to working on our own solo projects, came together and, you know, came up with an idea for a group and just kind of just like friendly competition. You know, the name of the group is called Vivid Screams, VS, you know, so it's kind of like, like you said, you know, still sharp as steel type situation, just with, you know, in the music spotlight. So the song, the name of the song we just released was called Second Life. He had a couple of people do the artwork for it. We got some things set up for a video in the works. It can be found on SoundCloud, on my individual page, Chris Individual's page, and also the group's page. Mine's would be On Point, O-N-P-O-I-N-T, all one word, no need to break it up, 313. You got Young Chris as well. And then also, like I mentioned, Vivid Screams, just the actual group name. So I'll let Chris go into details about, you know, shout out the artwork individual because he knows him and things like that. But yeah, man, it's just a great project. I think it's amazing, as always. You know, I'm sure Chris would agree as well. But just, you know, just trying to get it out there and let the people hear the same thing so they can feel the same way we feel. That's what it's all about.
Okay. Young, we were just, before we jumping into the fuller conversation, just talking about the project you and Mike got going on, and he was giving us some background to it and some details on it. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to share your half of the story, especially since this is a Versus project. I think that's pretty cool. But yeah, what's the background behind the connection when you and Mike got going on with this project that you guys just released? And then where can we locate it on your social media pages so we can listen to it?
Chris said, fuck this. He said, right. he said, we ain't talking about nothing important. He said, let's get to the matter. He said, man, he can't hear nothing. I thought he can hear.
How is it? It's two Chris's on.
Yeah, he must be signing in on his phone now.
Oh, no, that motherfucker was insane. There you go.
Somebody else.
Said, oh, fuck that.
That's somebody else.
Hold on. It's not even the same. Yes, it is.
Is that the same nigga? What the fuck?
No, nigga. No, nigga. That's two different niggas, bro. The wall color's different. The wall color's different, bro.
Nigga, the shirt is different.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
The lighting. It's the lighting, man.
This shit turned into a horror podcast.
No, that's what I'm saying, bro. Nah, man. Get him off of here.
Oh, that shit just fucked me up.
Wow. And it, yeah, you got to look at, you can't do that, man.
That nigga missed the Manhattan and shit, right? Nah, bro. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, that shit turned into, I had to look behind me, nigga. I'm like,
right.
Oh, man. That's just hilarious. That's beautiful, man.
That nigga just tapped me on my shoulder.
Oh, man.
All right. That's
hilarious. So you got this sound going?
I think.
Wait, which Chris am I talking to?
Exactly.
The evil one or is this the good one?
Front and back.
Oh man.
You gotta do it for the drama, dog. Like, well, you ask him with Chris, he turned into one camera and shit. That'd be dope.
Camera two.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, so Chris, can you hear? Oh, you're switching your phone. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, hit me on this one. I gotta reset. All right. This shit is stupid, man. It's like forcing me to use my phone. All right, whatever.
That's what I use my phone, yeah.
Yeah, keep, all right. Let's just go.
There it is. Well, just in case, I don't know if you heard me, but what we were doing before we get into the bigger part of the conversation, Young, we were just talking to Mike about the project that you and him just released, and seeing that it's a Versus concept to it, he had his explanation on it, and so we would love to hear your explanation on, just kind of like from your point of view, how this project came about, what it is about, and then what are your social medias, websites, where we can find the music?
We talking about Second Life specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Second Life, where still one of my favorite things that we've done, but basically it was just a concept of, especially during quarantine, I thought it was a decent concept. Like, you know, we just do so much shit. It's so much to be done. And a lot of people, I feel like, kind of don't really get to live that life. You know, they may actually pretend that they're living a particular life. But so it's just kind of, we've been doing all this living. We won't need a second life. And the VS thing, the versus thing, has just kind of always been, I don't know, it's like a Freddy versus Jason thing. Like, we both bad as hell, man, but it's just like, who's going to come out with the hottest shit? And I don't think it ever ends up being a winner. I think it just pushes us to work a little
bit. But for the record, I'm Michael Myers, though. You know?
I mean,
I don't know who you want to be, but I'll be Michael Myers just for the record. We never discussed that. You know?
I don't think we went into that.
You know? Yeah.
I don't even know who I would be in that situation.
I might be a leprechaun. One of the two, dog.
Not leprechaun.
Okay. Yeah, bro. I think you got just as much movies as Michael Myers.
Leprechaun was actually a little scary.
That's what I'm saying, bro. A little evil one like right up on you.
I was more worried about Leprechaun than I think Michael.
It's Myers. More of a magical aspect, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like I would get caught up in some stolen gold shit before I'm.
Oh, for sure. You know, people, I mean, man, I cleared the hood.
But
out
Leprechaun
with one pop.
And Leprechaun went to the hood. So
that's what, twice.
Exactly.
Twice.
And I don't think Michael Myers ever went south for 8 miles, so I don't know. So
Michael Myers never been to space. He never been to space. He never been to Vegas. Leprechaun lived, bro.
Also, you know why the leprechaun is coming after you, right? Like, it's really, it's a, you know, it's exactly straightforward. You know why he's coming after you.
Give me my money.
Yeah, the leprechaun is basically a pimp. Look at how he dressed.
Yeah, for sure.
Look at how he dressed.
No. For sure.
So I'm saying, Mike Myers, though, is different, though. He's more scary to me because he'll just kill you for no reason. You don't even know why he coming after you.
Why, yeah. You were just in the way. Yeah. You was between him and who you trying to get to.
He don't got nothing to say, no explanation. He just killing. The leprechaun, you can negotiate with him a little bit.
A little bit.
You got a little wiggle room. A little wiggle room.
The thing about leprechaun is, you know, when you spend that last dollar that you was supposed to get to him, he comes, it just sends chills down
your
spine. Michael Myers,
we saw it.
Don't know where he coming.
And he told us in the first episode, it's not smart to swallow the coin, bro. Because he's just gonna dig in your belly, dog. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that, dog. Just give him back what he needs, dog.
Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into the first part of the conversation, which.
Sure.
Today was surround again. I mentioned earlier today was, it is our first episode, but it's also a special series of the podcast where we wanted to dedicate some time to talking about the big issues that's going on in the world right now, specifically with Black Lives Matter. It's a lot of things that's surrounding just that general subject, and just again wanted to get that conversation in. So the first question is going to surround this idea of just the protest. There have been protests once again started up with the assassination execution of George Floyd in Minnesota. After that happened, of course, the Black Lives Matter protest started, where if you remember back when we did this, and it sucks that I can say something like this, but when we did this for Trayvon Martin and Eric Garner, it was just Black people. It just seemed like it was just a Black issue. But I don't know. I don't know about y'all, but it seems like these protests are a little different. To me, they seem more diverse. Sorry to keep giving you kind of like notes to the conversation, but I'm currently in Austin, Texas. Where Mike, Chris, and Randy are in Detroit, Michigan. But the protests that I've seen, even on social media, website, even places around the world have seemed very diverse. It's not just a Black effort. It seems like, you know, we finally got some help. But I wanted to back up just to get our perspective on, just if you can, each of you three can give your idea of where this started. Why are we doing this? If you could just give your thought process on the protest, and if you guys, whoever wanted to jump in, could jump in again. Why are we doing this?
One point of contention there. I think white people have always kind of, well, not always, but I think even in Trayvon Martin and the Ferguson marches, there's been white allies. But to your point, I think they haven't showed up like how they're showing up now. And I think, you know, one thing that I haven't heard said as often is that, you know, the impact of Corona, right? Like, people are out of work. People are displaced financially. Like, there's a lot of different things going on that contribute to why people have more time to devote to remedying this injustice, right? So I think that's something you got to take into consideration too. Initially, like the first, when the marches first kind of started, especially when they weren't in like Minneapolis anymore, like when they spread across the country, it didn't really click with me, like why it was happening, like, especially in Detroit, right? Like, I was like, DPD, for all intents and purposes, they're decent. They're not that bad. And I've had several run-ins with them.
Yeah, DPD is straight. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it was like, why are we having that down here? Why is it this mass, you know, all of these white folks coming from the suburbs to Detroit to protest in Detroit? It just didn't feel... Mm-hmm. It didn't feel right to me. But when I think about it more, I feel like it's just, like for Black folks specifically, it's just pain that's been built up over, you know, the last decade or the last 20 decades. You know what I mean? Like, so I can kind of support the protest a little bit more than I initially did. I think we need to do some more stuff around like legislation and political advocacy, but that's just my two cents.
Yeah.
I'm definitely, I think Randy pretty much hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's not that, obviously there is a larger number of people that are getting involved or that are even interested in it than there ever has been. And like you said, it may be a large part due to Corona. I'm not going to say unfortunately, kind of fortunately, is really nothing else to do. And people are going out to fucking protest because that's the best thing to do right now. Like, that's the best thing people can think to do with their time right now. Not that they're doing it only because they have nothing else. That's literally the best thing people can do. And it's people that probably have supported it and just people that are tired of it. And, you know, we're approaching that time where, you know, the younger people, the younger generation, they don't feel that same way anymore, fortunately for the rest of the world. So,
yeah, man, I just feeding off of my man Randy and Young. I completely agree, man. Like you said, I don't want to, even if it is true, I wouldn't even want to think that, you know, people are doing it just because there's nothing else to do, that it's the right thing to do. And that's why a lot of people are showing up and showing out. The one thing that does concern me, though, is just everyone's agenda, though. As long as everyone's on the same page and unified, things will definitely get done and changes will be made. But how do y'all feel about cops setting their own vehicles on fire and breaking in places and making it look way worse than making it look like most of these aren't peaceful protests and the agenda that's possibly, you know, feeding into?
Some of the silliest shit I've ever seen in my life.
That was going to be one of my questions, because, you know, I try my best to just kind of like not claim a team. I don't claim Republican. I don't claim Democrat. And so I will watch CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News, I want to hear what everybody's saying about it. It amazes me how every, you know, people can look at the same brick and you have four different interpretations.
See, five different colors. Says, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. This person says it's a red piece of clay that's dried, and this person says it's rock, it's not brick, and all of those stuff. But there have been explanations of those actions, Mike, and some people are calling what you said a conspiracy, saying that no, that's just the left trying to shoot back at the right and say that the cops are setting this up. I've seen videos, but I mean, what do y'all think about that? Like, what's really going on in these protests? Because I will say something that I have noticed when they first started. It just amazed me. I was thinking back to when, you know, the conservatives and right would go to the state capitals and demand to get a haircut. And my constitutional right is being challenged because I can't walk my dog outside and all this other stuff. And they storm the Capitol with guns and just seem like
over-aggressing.
With guns.
Nobody got arrested. No one got killed.
But I don't know if y'all noticed this, but it seems like when the Black Lives Matter protest started, the police showed up in tactical like gear. Like when they were at the state capitol with the people who wanted to get the haircut, it was just like regular behind the desk cops. Like
regular.
They didn't have on all this riot gear. But when it came to these protests, they had on riot gear and they were there before the rioting and the looting started. So it's like
they're trained to believe that these protests are formed by people who are violent. Like that's literally how they're trained to think. Like it's a very unfortunate situation, I think.
So you think they're trained to see it that way, or do you think somebody made a call like these people about to protest? Send your toughest cops so we can mess them up.
Yeah, I don't think the cops made the decision to grab the riot gear without someone telling them to grab.
Well, yes, obviously, but they won't see. Like you've got those departments that are standing alongside rioters and are talking peacefully to them despite being in the riot gear, and then you have those departments that put on that riot gear and immediately just get to busting heads. That's how those particular departments were trained. I mean, every department is trained a little differently. Like I said, DPE. Watching the protests here was a little bit unsettling because you saw a kind of a different side of them. You never really saw DPD kind of getting violent with protesters that way. Those first couple of days were very fucking dicey, but I think, you know, they finally fucking figured out how to rock with protests, but you still got some police departments that are just attacking on site because that's what they're super, like you said, their higher ups are telling them. When you see them, they're violent. And, you know,
I'm curious to hear Randy's.
I think one thing about the one difference between the Lansing, Michigan legislative protests and the Black Lives Matter protests is that the Black Lives Matter protest was directed at the police, right? So that's a huge difference, right? Like,
that's true. Not to defend the
police at all, but just the rationale behind the protest is different, right?
Very good.
So
very good point.
I don't think I have any more to add than that. But
shit, I'm about to say, how is it?
I mean, I guess.
Reason.
Well, no, but I mean, that's just rationale, right?
If it was black people with AKs on Capitol Hill,
exactly, it'd be different.
Do you think that's?
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying I'm torn because, like, I understand the police's response there, but. Mm-hmm. If you change the skin tone of both, you know, both parties, what, you know, you're going to get different results.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, let me ask this question. Because we've seen this before. In our lifetime, we've seen execution of ourselves as early as the late 80s. We were born in the late 80s. And so we've seen it time after time again, and of course in the early 90s with Rodney King. It's unfortunate I have so many names that I can put on this list. But we've seen it. We've seen this, and we've also seen the protests. But unfortunately, we've also seen these trends, because that's what they've become. These protests are trends. It's anonymous. And it just falls apart. And my question is like, okay, here we are again. Yeah. What are we here for? And what are we looking to get? What are we aiming for with these protests?
I think that's my problem with them. Like, not until very recently is there anything fruitful coming out of it. I think I gotta do some more just research on protest movements in general. But like what I've seen, like from Ferguson, is like you had that what is it called, a consent decree for the Ferguson police, so that like it's basically federal oversight for the police department for like 10 years. Actually, Detroit was under one from like I think 2000 to 2010. Because from like 95 to 2000, I just read this article about it. There was like 20 or 30 murders by Detroit police. So Mayor Archer, he went to the federal government and asked for some policies similar to what they put in place in Ferguson. So I think like, and that's like at a granular city, like municipal level, but I think there needs to be some federal legislation around how police engage with the people that they're supposed to serve. Like, and if until that happens, you're going to see these things continue to happen. Like, so the marches are important, but people got to get out there, one, and vote, and then secondly, push their politicians to do something.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you this. What are we trying to get out of this protest? Is it policy change? What is it that we're trying to get?
Do you mean like us on an individual level?
Just if you turn on CNN and you see these group of people protesting in so-and-so city, so-and-so state, why are they doing that? What is the end goal?
I don't think there's a collective end goal yet.
That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? It's about two or three different agendas going on right now. You know what I'm saying?
It might be more than that.
Let me throw this into the mix, because I'm glad you said that, that it doesn't seem like there's a collective goal. Recently, I have been seeing different type of Black lives that matter. Black trans lives that matter. Black. Now, let me preface this for all of the people who will end up stumbling upon this tape, and you hear this again. This is, I am not in any way putting down anybody's lifestyle. Everybody has value. You get to choose your own lifestyle. You get to choose what you want to do, how you want to do it, what you look like doing it. I'm not against any of that. My question is aimed towards, if we are protesting, the start of this specific series of protests was the murder and execution of George Floyd. And so we started protesting. And if we don't have a collective agenda, what do you think will happen? Or what do you think, if any impact, what is the impact of more, seems like smaller groups adding to this unorganized, divided type group, where again, at first we were fighting for Black Lives Mattering, and now it seems like we're fighting for other types. To me, it just seems like, you know, if I'm punching one spot on the wall, I probably have a good chance of going through, but then I start punching everything else.
The problem is we don't have like that one person that, you know, that has that grasp on the community and can, you know, translate everything over into politics or speak for the people, like that one, like, leader, I feel, you know, I mean, you know, as history goes with America, whenever we do get one, they don't last long, you know what I'm saying? So mentally that can deter a lot of people who should be in that position, could be in that position. So in situations like this where we need that, the agenda can get skewed or, you know, thrown off track just because we don't have a voice. And that's basically the problem too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, it's causing all of this stuff. So Man, as far as the solution,
I've always seen, so I hear what you're saying. I disagree to the point of needing a leader or a person. And hear me out on this because, you know, we had MLK, we had Malcolm X, and it just seems like when you put all of your movement into one person, it lives and dies with that one person. Because after MLK died, we you know, they ended up passing the Civil Rights Act, but then it kind of fizzled out. Huh? What'd you say, Randy?
Fred Hampton.
What did you say?
Oh, yeah, Fred Hampton. Exactly. Yeah.
Fred Hampton is a great example of that. Like, once he was spearheading a lot of different movements, and like everybody put their eggs in his basket, and then,
Like you said, and it dies with them. I get that, but like, just picture that though. Tell you, it shouldn't. It really doesn't, because it really doesn't die with it. It loses a lot of steam and momentum. But like, we wouldn't be talking about them or even know about it if it truly died with them. But just the fact that, like you said, you got a kid, man. You got a son, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, to confidently tell him to be a leader, give him all the history. Fred Hampton, shot dead. You know what I'm saying? Nothing happened. You know what I'm saying? In his own bed, sleep, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, all of this stuff to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a hell of a thing to do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got no other choice to do it as a black man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
like, just that, just knowing all of that, you know what I'm saying? And passing it on, knowing what it could lead, what it could, you know, it's deep, bro. That's just crazy, bro.
No. I see what you're saying. My thing is, like, so I agree. We don't have a, you know, as these protests, as they continue to develop, I don't think we have a collective goal. I don't think we have a unified purpose to what we're doing. And a lot of people are saying we need a leader. We need that one person to tell the whole world what to do. And I disagree with that part.
How do you vet that person? That's corruption, right?
You can take them out, you know, you can execute them like they have been doing, or you can execute their character. And then that's going to put the whole in question. But my thing is, you put your energy into purpose. You put your energy into a unified purpose. Not a person, because you can kill a person, you can't kill a purpose. And so you have, of course, somebody's going to have to make the decision. So you have divisions, you have reasons on, you know, who makes the shots, who calls the shots in Atlanta, who calls the shots in Detroit, who calls the shots in Oakland. Like, you have a person maybe to that level, but that one person that's supposed to unify everybody, I think eventually will get taken out. That may be pessimistic to say, but I think will get taken out if it's a person. So if you have a purpose, that's different. And I think that's something we're lacking. I definitely believe that that's something that if we can come together that these and figure out why we're doing these protests, and it'll be a little bit, to me, it'll seem like it's going to last long. Because honestly, again, realistic or pessimistic, I feel like these protests will die out once they get closer to the end of George Floyd's case.
Exactly.
I hear Breonna Taylor name coming up, which is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not enough fight for that. It's more fight towards this specific case. And again, I think, to me, it just feels like it's going to die out.
I think it's definitely going to die out, because, like, well, BLM was created, when is it, maybe 2012, 2000, around that time. And they tried to develop organizational leadership, and it failed. But I think they need to revisit that framework and develop some type of organization. Because, like, to your point, like, the idea should persist, right? Like, everybody knows PETA, but we've never known the president of PETA. You know the president, you know the NRA, but you don't know the president of the NRA. You know GLAAD. Mm-hmm. You know what these organizations stand for, but you don't know their leadership. But their agendas continue to be pushed, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't understand. Well, I guess I do understand. But I think BLM needs to mimic some of that organizational behavior to get what they want. Because you need people in. This is not even though I would want some type of federal reform, you got to go state by state, city by city with the police departments. Because that's just how they're funded. That's how their organizations are set up. That's how their political organizations are set up. So you have to get somebody on the ground in Atlanta, somebody on the ground in DC, somebody on the ground in Detroit. who mm-hmm. knows the lay of the land, who can understand how to like lobby politicians into doing things that enfranchise Black people. Mm-hmm. Oh, also too, cool. Like the whole culture war thing, like where you're going down the path with like the trans thing, that mm-hmm. not the trans thing specifically bothers me, but like I think the fact that everybody kind of wants they want their little piece of shine.
Yeah, of the pie, exactly.
Yeah, they
exactly.
want their piece yeah, of the pie. Yeah. And it's like, we trying to fight for the whole pie and y'all is biting off little slivers here mm-hmm. and there. And it's like, mm-hmm. this is about police brutality and police violence against Black people. If you trans, you Black. So you don't have to, if you gay, you exactly. Black. If you light skin, you Black. Yeah. Like, it's
still Black.
Let's just, people of color, let's make sure the police stop killing us. Then we can go back to our own little niches or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm sorry I didn't add to that. You know, I said trans again. I'm not trying to offend anybody. But also, another part of it is you see Black people saying, well, why aren't we putting this effort towards Black on Black crime? To me, it's the same thing. It's that culture war. It's trying to, you know, bite off the small piece of the pie.
If we get what we want with this push, then Black on Black crime is going to decrease just naturally. You know what I'm saying? people have a tendency to hurt Black people more because that's how we are. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep. And I can honestly admit, like at one point, maybe like 10 years ago, that was one of the things that I would think about. I'm like, well, we also got Black on Black crime, but that when you look at all of the statistics about how crime happens and where it happens demographically and all of stuff like that, it's a complete moot point. Like the seriousness of police who are supposed to be enforcing law, killing the people they're supposed to be protecting is far more important than any crime that happens because of the situation we're put in, like you said, the first
time.
So it's like, what? You got to stop the problem at the root.
Get the roots. BLM, get the roots. That's it, bro. Call
you can't say
up,
I
want
to fix this that's part it. And then that's not it, fix what's causing that problem. It's like,
Black Lives Matter need the slogan. Get the roots, baby. On point, said it. Baby, get the roots, BLM. Get on there.
Well, let me ask you this. A couple more things, and then we'll move on to the next part of this Black Lives Matter. One, I wanted to see how you guys felt about the backlash that all of the rioting and the looting and the destruction of property got. That part of the protest.
You can't say that part of the protest. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right. That part of the
protest was over here, and then these people started doing this. But I've heard a number of people defending the looting and defending the rioting or destruction of property. And to be honest, I can see making sense of it, but I can also see the damage it can do. So I just wanted to get your guys' take on how you feel about the looting and the rioting elements that's been added to this side of the protest.
I'm fair weather with the looting, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, that ain't my style. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to see me out there with doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? For people that are legitimately looting out of anger and not for whatever, you know what I'm saying? Even anger sounds like not a proper way or reason, but I mean, we built this shit too, man. We built this shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? So we got to.
I'm not sure if the looting can be defended. Like the rioting and just like the anger and stuff, like looting is literally stealing. I've never been a fan of these.
Well, I've always thought this too, because again, like I said, we've been down there, bro, and I know all of us for the most part. Like we're not looters. Like we got our own shit, we good. That's not our
I might break style, some nigga. Shit.
But not like let me give you this scenario though. You were down there protesting. Great intentions, like me and you were, Chris. You know what I'm saying? We were down there, bro. Now I also believe that too, the looting is not for some people it probably is, but for most people it's a second thought. You're just down there protesting, stranger next to you, break the window to Gucci, nigga. You gonna be like, nigga, I'm out, I'm not going in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? You right there. You might use it. No one, you gonna look around. You telling me you gonna go straight to the car, soon as the window broke, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may go straight to the car after 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 seconds.
But, yeah.
Like, that's it. And still What's feel up? Clean in your heart about it. Like, bro, I ain't do nothing wrong. Shit. You
know what I'm saying? So this is, this is my take on it when it comes to the looting. Because there, yeah, it's separate. You have people who are down there to legitimately mm-hmm. protest. They want their voice to be heard. They want some mm-hmm. awareness yeah. being brought to a specific issue. So they are there to let it be known, this is something mm-hmm. that's going on, it's a problem, and I'm yelling so you all can know about it so we can fix it. Cool. Then you have the rioters, the people who are down there to fuck shit up. I yeah. see it calm down here, it's quiet. Yeah, I'm having some of those feelings of needing to protest, mm-hmm. but because I'm feeling so passionately about what mm-hmm. they're protesting about, or I'm just a crazy motherfucker that likes to destroy shit, hey, it's kind of set shit on
fire.
It's a
perfect time to let out.
Yeah. I can understand that. And then you have a different
the looters group, that follow behind the rioters. Exactly.
That's specifically.
They got no heart, bro. Exactly.
I don't know if y'all saw this video. It was of this girl. She looked like she was in a mall parking lot or something. It was a black girl, but she explained this very same kind of like idea. And I look at it like this. You have a people who has been oppressed for over 400 years. And for the majority of that time, they were in a position where they were not looked at as people. Not necessarily lower people. I'm saying these not human people. Beings were looked at yeah. as aliens, like creatures mm-hmm. not from Earth. Mm-hmm. For the majority of that 400 plus years. Right. Mm-hmm. And so after a certain amount of years, then you get to the point of, okay, you're a person, but you are so many levels beneath me. This is the treatment that you deserve. And so we know about post-Civil War and even into the Reconstruction and late 1800s, early 1900s. And then you have the 1900s where we go into this crazy mix of we're almost equal human, but we're not. We're going to act like you're equal. We may say some things in front of a camera, but this is really how we treat you. And so you have all of that stress put on a person for that long of time. And then you have something like George Floyd happen where it's like, poof, the world is waking up to, okay, Black people really are mistreated. That anger is being brought out in a way that is physical. And so when you get to the rioting, I can sympathize with that. I do think that at certain points it'll hurt your message, but I can sympathize and I can understand why you would be ready to fuck some shit up, burn down a police station. The looting, though, and of course, stealing is wrong. I hate a thief. I don't like to hate. I don't like thieves. If it was me as the lead of a government, your fingers are chopped off when you steal. There is no other punishment.
Old school. Needed.
Are you in that Joe Biden school of thought? Shoot him in the leg.
Listen here, Jack. Yes. You ain't listening to what I'm saying. You ain't Black.
Turn into a pirate. Exactly.
But no, so you think about the looting, you have this system that's set up the way it is. And my thing is, people getting mad at the looting, you know, again, it's stealing. But I'm getting mad at the system that causes them to feel like they need to steal. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. It's like, why in the richest country in the world, supposedly, there are people who feel the need to steal. Now, yes, some of that is human nature. Like you said, Mike, 9.9 out of 10 people who walk past, and let me set the scene. It's 10 p.m., it's rioting and crazy chaos going on. There are no police around, and there haven't been for the last hour. You are walking down Wilbert Avenue. Yeah, you're walking down Wilbert Avenue. There is a big, gigantic hole in Nike store. There are no cameras. There are people running out with boxes. The pastoriest pastor is going to go in there and take some Jordans.
At least see what's going on.
You're going to scope the scene as much as you can outside that building before you go in. You know what I'm saying?
It's human nature. That's Black or white.
Exactly.
But again.
What y'all doing, man? Get out of here, baby. Right. Get out of here.
Put the shirt down.
Now.
Exactly. Shame me, y'all motherfuckers.
Now, on the other hand, though, did you hear about the story? I forget what state it was. I have to look it up. I want to say it was a little southern, though. About the retired police chief that got shot. He was trying to stop looters. It wasn't even his store or anything. He was just like, hey, guys, like, we tried to stop some guys stealing some TVs, and they shot and killed him in the middle of the street. So he's part of that 0.1 or 0.0001%. But, I mean, that's not about the movement anymore. Like, that's not about what we're doing anymore.
You know, I thought, and that's funny you said that too, because when I think about it, I'm surprised there aren't more deaths totaling from the rioting. You know what I'm saying? Right. Just not even police on, you know what I'm saying, civilians. Civilian on civilian. My meat. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it is crazy. It's like, I don't know, man. Like, people have been going, that's interesting, man. Where's the response to that? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe so that's just a thing.
The rioting, my problem with it is, like, we're protesting because the police aren't following the law, so we can't go out and not follow the law. Like, it's just
you gotta
go out and follow the law. Like, you can protesting
that's
is
like Martin Luther King protest, said, nonviolent, then be slapping motherfuckers.
Yeah, like, yeah, you can't do it. It don't work. The values don't align up, and you're not gonna get people on your side. Yeah, you're not gonna get people on your side when
there's more separation.
Exactly, when you don't live up to the values that you want to see in other people, it comes off as hypocritical. So. And it comes off as fucking elementary as hell. Like,
yeah,
it seems immature to
childish,
do that.
Dog. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Very childish, and it takes away from the movement. So, and it gives the right another side, another stupid argument to make.
Real quick, I just want to get his name out there because it is a black man and Black Lives Matter. It was St. Louis. His name is David Doran. He was a retired police captain. So David Doran was the man that was killed. So, you know, if Black Lives is supposed to matter, you know, why are we killing Black Lives? To do some looting.
Those aren't the people I feel with that agenda, though, and that's the problem with the TV, because that story should be told. That man, you know what I'm saying, deserves that, but, like, I don't know, man. Like, if there's no way that the looters were people that's really for...
Oh, no, not at all.
You know
it's no way.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yeah, so that story, like, Randy R says... It just clouds the whole purpose, man.
Yeah, and I mean
that's what they want. They want that.
You can take the people running in vans and running into surfboard stores and stealing things. Mm-hmm. Like, we know who that is. So they it's not a part of the movie.
Now my question is to you guys: is this a cocktail of just 2020, the times, or is this? I mean, like you said, we had the pandemic. People locked down, lost jobs, more time on their hands than ever. You know what I'm saying? Fucking COVID, taking people out, big news. Then the bees, wherever they went, was killing motherfuckers.
Yeah,
too,
what happened
to the
saying?
Why introduce that to the plot if you're not going to use it in the story, guys? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it, man.
They're coming back. They're coming back.
I'm about to say.
He said they're coming back with lasers?
It's going to be a callback. It's going to be a callback to the murder hornets.
Exactly, dog. Exactly.
They said they was on the way. They ain't here yet. They ain't here yet.
They decided to go back.
But I think, like, to the point of all the stories, these individual one-off stories of, like, rioters or, you know, looting, like, I think that's a small percentage of what's going on. And we can talk about, like, some of the horror stories, like, with that police captain, which really, really sucks. But I don't think it's representative of the whole movement. And when
therefore, it's a distraction.
It's another distraction. When you focus on that, you distract from what's going on. When you focus on Starbucks not allowing people to wear BLM shirts, you take away from what's going on. It's all of these little stupid cultural things, culture war bullshit things that keep popping up that detract from the real story.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Randy, for bringing that point, because that can transition us into the next part of just our conversation when it comes to these companies like Starbucks and a lot of the countries, a lot of companies around the world are responding to this specific issue of Black Lives Mattering. And I think in the last couple of weeks, we've seen a number of either emails or just messages that companies are putting out to the people as to how they feel about the support of this movement, specifically Black Lives Mattering. But when it comes to the big names, Target, Starbucks, Nike, even Jordan.
I forgot about Gushers.
I didn't even know they said anything. Gusher released
Gusher's released a statement on Twitter, and they added fruit by the foot.
I need to look at that. I pray that we.
I put it in the group chat. It's hilarious, dog. That's why I was like, oh man, these niggas done went way too far, dog.
But what's behind that? Do you think? And again, I hate to sound like a pessimist. I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but do you think that these apologies or these messages of support for Black Lives Matter, is it genuine, or is it to save $1.2 trillion that we spend per year? Or which just, is probably higher than that.
It's like Pride Month. Everybody got to do, you got to wear a rainbow this month. It's the same thing. You don't really care. You know what I mean? It's just, you just got to do it. It's just what the times are. And it's, I don't even think that's cynical or really pessimistic. It's just looking at capitalism for what it is. That's all it is, you know?
So, if that's the point, then are we ever going to change? Are we ever going to see some type of development when it comes to this systematic racism that's aimed towards Black people? I mean, we're talking about companies now. If they truly don't believe this,
They're timing it right, man. Right when the world, we get everything, the world's gonna fucking burn and explode. This shit is dying, bro. This planet, they killing it, bro. They know what the fuck they this shit is over. Time's up, dog. You know what I'm saying? No one's talking about fucking North Pole and shit and all of this other. This is the world that we living in, bro. You know, so we fight with each other, but in a minute, we ain't gonna have nothing to fight on, nigga. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Like, they know what's time. And that's why they ain't fixing it, bro. They trying to SpaceX and they trying to get the fuck out of here. They can't escape the raft, dog.
Let me ask you this. How did y'all feel, and kind of on the same level, but I'm gonna switch it to politicians. How do y'all feel about the Democrats' latest show of support with their kente cloth and kneeling?
Same thing as Gushers.
Fiasco.
Wash my feet, Biden.
I feel the same way about
Biden
Gushers.
Biden want my vote, wash my feet, Biden.
Yeah.
Go to every FN. What was that? Biden, if Biden do that, bro, I need to be his fucking man. Come on, bro.
Go through the hood, wash everybody's feet.
Go through the hood, wash your feet, bro. You know what I'm saying?
He would do it. If he wants to beat Trump, that's the only way he beats Trump. Washing feet, duly noted. But what was that about? Like, I mean, how do y'all feel about? Because I talked to a couple people about that specific incident. Some people saying it was a nice gesture, and then other people are offended by it because it's like, why the hell are these white people wearing kente cloth and kneeling when? They were calling people sons of bitches.
But they don't say that when they listen to our music or recite our music or anything else. So why are you just mad when they got our clothes on and shit? They don't say. Eh,
right. I'm just trying to think.
Look, man. I'm black, man. I ain't wearing no kente cloth. I don't got no kente in my house, bro. I'm black.
You ain't got no black cummerbund, bro? No kente?
Nah, man. I'm black. I ain't with all that kente cloth. You know what I'm saying? I leave that for the real Africans. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask y'all this. And it may be, I don't even know what it means. With a PR person. But yeah, why would they even do that? What is that for? What does that even mean when it comes to
wearing kente? Like, it's symbolic. It's nothingness. It's nothingness that gets a few hours in the 24-hour news cycle. That's what it is. That's all it is. It makes
it's a distraction. It's another plug. It's another piece of the pie.
Another distraction.
Another piece of the pie.
Like, let's talk about the bills that they proposed. Everybody knows that they wore a kente cloth, but nobody knows what bill that they proposed that day, right? Like,
right, exactly. So,
and they did propose bills that day, you know?
Yeah, they.
So, it's just
distraction, bro. I saw a
comment somebody made on one of the social media said something like, it's ironic or it's the wildest, I don't think it's irony, but I think it's the wildest thing that the Congress or House of Representatives or whatever were kneeling and wearing a kente cloth when them the motherfuckers that can actually change and make shit happen. Like, y'all
don't wear no clothes, man. Sign your name, dog.
Like, we kneel, people as civilians, we kneel so we can protest and bring awareness so you all will see this and make the change. But yeah. For y'all to do it, it's like, this is like stupid, counterintuitive.
Right.
Like,
I got a funny analogy. I got a funny analogy. That's like them wearing a kente cloth for Black Lives Mattering is like you saying you hungry and me wearing a hamburger shirt.
Actually made out of hamburger, though.
Exactly.
Oh, man. That's true. That's true.
That's the real shit.
That was a fail. So,
What do y'all feel about that one little city in fucking, where they got like Chive or Chaz or some shit? Where they took over like six blocks.
Oh,
or shit?
Seattle. Seattle Autonomous Zone?
Yeah.
I just read about that a few days ago.
Yeah, Chaz, Chaz. Yeah, Chaz.
Hear about that yet.
So basically, one of the protests, or it basically turned into a riot, it seems that protesters pushed out the police, or the police actually just left a precinct, and then the protesters kind of took over a few blocks around the precinct, and they just set up like, what, I don't know, like a reservation, like it's like a...
Yeah, it's like they call it, yeah, like a... This,
an
like
autonomous
a,
zone.
They just demonstrate, so like, autonomous zone, yeah.
Just, yeah, it's no
peaceful
law.
Peaceful protest and just standing in the street and shit.
But they live there. So it's like half like... Mm-hmm. Reservation, half political third political protest. So it's an interesting concept. I don't think it's gonna last long because it kind of breaks the law. But
well, they said because the police were trying, they was gonna go back in there with force, and then I guess the mayor kind of told them to hold back
to shut
it
down.
And then the mayor and the police were kind of going at it for a minute, but they were interviewing some of the people, and like one of the main guys was like, "Yeah, we gonna let the police back in, but only to get their stuff." And you know what I'm saying, like, they ain't staying there pretty much. Big, so like, man. it's interesting, bro. It's interesting, yeah, man. Hmm. They doing something in Seattle. I don't know what exactly they doing something.
I'll have to read up on that.
Yeah, my thing with that is like, what's the end? Like, what's the
exactly?
End goal?
But that's the thing. I think they asked him, man. It's an interview with my man. So he was kind of breaking it down. But again, like you said, and we're going to see, man, if people got the – it's going to take a while. It ain't going to be overnight, man. You're going to have to keep going. That's the only way you're going to see any type of goal, regardless of what you want.
I think some people really want to just, like, destroy and rebuild the system.
I feel that.
I feel like we can fix what's broken. Just like, there's no question that our lives have been way better than our parents' lives. Like, there's no question that we've had to face way less racism than people born 50 years before us, right? Like, so that's a sign that things are getting better. I think we can accelerate the progression, but I don't think we need to, like, destroy police.
Everything.
I don't think we need to abolish police.
I do. So that was going to be one of my other questions is, you know, this resurgence of getting rid of all the Confederacy. We'll get to that in a moment. But I do think, so this is my take on what you were saying, Randy, when it came to destroying everything and then rebuilding it up. I think we do. I think we need to rewrite the Constitution. I think we need to rename this country because the people who made this country, the people who wrote that Constitution were racist white men who owned slaves. I mean, you
Carter
can cut
Wiggs.
Some of them out.
Huh? Wooden teeth. No, I'm
you can cut some of them out, but the intentions of the laws, the intentions of the policies that were written were for white men. And you can interpret the law how you see fit, and you can have a judge and a district support that interpretation, but it will forever be flawed. It will forever be something that is a weapon that we can't touch, that is a tool that we can't use. And no matter how many times we keep painting over this image,
don't believe
it's still going to be what it is. It's just like a tattoo. You get a tattoo and you try to put something over it, yeah, you might have the greatest artist completely covered, but that tattoo is still there. And in most cases, you can still see speckles or parts of that tattoo. There's nothing you can do. And I think it's the same thing when it comes to this country. You're going to always deal with this racism thing. You're going to always deal with this this level of prejudice, not just because it's human nature, but because it's part of the design.
So you think, like you said, basically, if we start from scratch, right? You got to wipe everybody's memory. Like people aren't gonna forget racism if you got a new constitution.
Well, you're right, and so that's another point that I always make is that, people say go vote. That's how you kill a racist. No, I can vote all I want, and you can vote every racist out of government, but you can go to Warren, Michigan, in Austin, Texas, and still bump into somebody who don't like you because of the color of your skin. Voting won't change that. You have to go to the heart of the people. And however that...
What's his name? Damn, I can't think. It's a scientist who basically said, people don't adopt new scientific ideas. Basically what happens is the old people die and then the people that live on are forced to accept some of those newer ideas. Yeah. Yeah. So I think I think it was Max Weber, but I think when I just think racism is going to exist. It's just not, it's never going to go away. I think what you have to do is minimize the ability for people to inflict harm because of their racist beliefs. You can't change people's minds. Racist people in Warren they're going to be there forever. Mm-hmm. I just think we need to figure out laws to make it scary for people to do racist stuff and laws to make it, because that's all you can do, right? If you propose that pulling off people's fingernails for saying the N-word, you know what I'm saying? Nobody would say the N-word if it's you know what I mean? I would stop saying it. That's an easy way to get rid of it.
Exactly.
You can't legislate violence like that, but I think
That's still free speech, but still.
Exactly. But you need straws. I mean, not straws, what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, you need incentives or disincentives to change behavior. Those are the only two things that change behavior. So, starting from scratch, you know how much federal code there is and how many constitutional amendments there are? To start from scratch would be crazy. I think the system could work. It's just we have to mitigate the bullshit.
I don't know.
Just the people in charge too, man. I mean, like you said, eventually over time, it's just a slow fucking turtle that we working with.
Yeah, that's all I'm
saying.
Is, yeah.
Like that's pretty much what it is, man. Like it's just moving. Like you know what I'm saying? Some of our great great grandfathers would love to be in this time the way this interracial shit popping out here. You know what I'm saying? But again, with that agenda moving so much forward, the other agenda has to be buried that much deeper because you're the outcast now. You're mad. You're staring at the black guy or looking crazy at the white girl that's with the black guy. And, you know what I'm saying? No one wants to be that guy anymore. You know what I'm saying? But I also feel like, now, I got all these theories, man. Like I said, I'm the conspiracy guy. I just think all just too much, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I think there's also a hidden club or something that they have access to once possibly killing a black person or pissing off a particular number, like with the Gucci with the black face, with the rope and shit. You know what I'm saying? Or what was that? Who, whatever company that was. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You have black customers, especially. I mean, the people only. I've never seen a white person really wearing any Gucci, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I see tons of black people on TV doing it, though. You know what I'm saying? So who's really promoting your brand, bro? You know what I'm saying? But then they do something like that to piss off the community. But knowing what it possibly could do, but for what though? Like I feel like there's a hidden attaboy or a hidden club or something, dog. Because I don't know, man. Or like, if even people
beware the Cyclops.
You know, exactly, bro. You know what I'm saying? Or like another reason also for a solution to other than politically. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to start in the streets, man. We got to be an unwritten rule. Like if you kill a black person, y'all need to have 500 cops outside this person's crib all day, every day. They cannot be alone, dog, because something. will happen to them. You know what I'm saying?
This for years about George Zimmerman. Like If Black George Zimmerman is the main life, one,
he should have been the first.
He should be murked out.
First, bro.
Like got somebody should.
New street dudes, dog, everywhere, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like that's the thing. Like Black people way are super peaceful. We get a real bad rap.
Believe exactly, it's like, dude, bro. It's autographing Skittle bags, bro. Like if nothing.
Man, he should be
more hard, bro. You know what I'm saying? He should be crucified.
Autographing Skittle bags.
Get your ass whooped by
domestic violence cases after Trayvon Martin.
Like beating up his wife.
Wife left him.
Free.
He got shot
he's
at.
Still alive and free.
Crazy.
Now, quick question, and I guess I don't know if the conspiracy theorist has heard about this, but have you heard about the George Soros, like the conspiracy theorists with the George Soros, like funding the riots, like, you know, how they've been like, they said they've seen like piles of bricks just
placed in the middle of
the riots, and they're saying this guy, George Soros, which I haven't looked into, so I don't really know a lot about it, but he's apparently funding these things.
Well, so now we're getting into like InfoWars stuff.
I don't know much about it.
So like the George Soros, anytime something happens on the left or that could be seen as like politically liberal, they say George Soros funds it. Like George Soros is a billionaire, a Greek billionaire dude, American citizen, but there's as many conspiracies about George Soros as there are about Hillary Clinton.
And so at least half of them are true.
Yeah, right? Like I said,
I don't know. I don't know. That's a place where I think it's too much speculation. Like my theory on conspiracy theories is that you see so much injustice and the details behind the injustice, what do we need to put conspiracies on it for? Like,
right. And I had never heard of it.
I just never seen so.
The sense of it is that people hate other people. That's what the sense of it is. People hate other people or people are trying to get wealth. That's the two things that people are trying to do for the most part.
And right. That
turn into conspiracy theories. It's just people are trying to. And I think we want to rationalize everything to like some group of people in a cabal doing it, but no, it's just regular people who are just fucked up.
Isn't it always?
Yeah.
Well, let me throw this into the conversation. With all of this going on, and it seems like we're getting a little bit of light when it comes to Black Lives Mattering, and white people are starting to recognize their privilege and feeling guilty about it, and it's a lot of white guilt going around. And it's a lot of crazy stuff going on with that.
So, a lot of white standing your ground.
Have y'all had to experience that white guilt from friend, coworker, whoever? What happened and what happened?
Exactly.
To like Sharon and
how much time you got in? Right.
No, I mean, I've received messages from, actually, not really like, well, actually, I guess a couple of white dudes, but mostly white women. It's like, hey, like old friends. And, obviously, for those who don't know, my girlfriend is also a white woman. So, I mean, just, things like that. You get things that, I feel like she doesn't say things that she doesn't need to say. I mean, she does stuff. But, you get messages and stuff.
Just about race or in general?
Hey, we're gonna hit the siren button.
But, so yeah, a couple of things like that, and then like I play Call of Duty with a couple people I work with, and they say things here and there. Like they actually, one guy actually makes shirts and stuff, and he actually asked my opinion on a shirt design. I actually made that shirt based on it. So it's just like, why are you? I know why you're asking me. But it's like, I'm not exactly sure how I feel about it. I still haven't had my feet washed, though. Like I said, that's how I know I don't have no real white friends, man. Nobody's there. I'm over here and wash my feet. And so I'm washing my feet like a weirdo. But whatever.
Yeah, it's interesting times, man. Don't wash your feet, man. Don't go on a feet strike. That's how you get on the washer. Don't touch your feet. And take your socks every time she come through, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Just take take pictures and shit day 27. You know what I'm saying?
Like, damn, baby, these boys is bad, right? He said, don't clip no nails, dog. Just let them grow. Yeah.
I will say, well, I work with
no justice, no feet.
Exactly. Exactly, bro. We slogan guys, man. We got
that's it. That's the new headline.
Justice, no feet. No justice.
You got
no
any in Texas, man? Any white?
Yeah, you got them. For sure.
Yeah, the company I work for, it literally is probably only 5 black people, and it's a smaller company. It's only about 200, a little over 200 of us, but still, it's only 5 black people, and then
you 2 of them, nah, because I know you don't give them the value, though. Exactly. You ain't giving them the real grass.
Of course.
Exactly.
Of course.
They could be Houston Jones.
Right, exactly.
But no, yeah, it's crazy that, like, I had a lot of them reach out, like after Ahmaud Arbery was executed. I had a couple reach out to me then, but then after George Floyd was executed, it was like a lot of them just like reached out. And it was, at first, I didn't know how to feel about it. I was like, is this racist?
Was it awkward when you first came to work like that day? Like they were waiting for you. Everybody was giving you shit or something. Like, hey, are you thirsty?
$1.50. Well, it's funny you mentioned that. So I put this in our group text, but just so the people out there listening know, I did, like, yesterday, Laura and I, we went on a walk in our neighborhood, and it was a park, and it had a trail, and we walk on the trail, and I don't know if you're familiar with those four-wheelers that the people who are cleaning up the park, they drive around. It was him. He was a white guy driving that little four-wheeler, and he drove past the stop, backed up, handed me a Dr. Pepper, and was like, here you go. It looks hot out here. It looks like you need it. And then drove off. So it was like.
You pat yourself on the back for that.
You should have took that Dr. Pepper to the lab first, dog. You should have took that bitch to the lab first, dog. Yeah, I'm about to say.
No, I did end up drinking it.
The intentions are unknown.
I said you got me with the Dr. Pepper, for sure.
Yeah, I did end up drinking it, but I looked at it, though. I did look at it.
The gesture was right, but the intentions were unknown. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. Thank you.
But I was thinking of that, like, when I first got all those text messages, because I got a lot, and it was one of my, like, teammates, direct teammates, he sent me like this, like, laundry list of a 4-page type text message, like just filling his guts about white guilt. And it's like, I don't know how to feel about receiving these text messages and these gestures.
But that's another thing. Like, I'm not your guilt bag. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like,
I know what it is. It's white people who have somewhat of a heart and they feel somewhat responsible for what's going on and what's been happening. Or at least they know that owning up to it and admitting to privilege and reaching out to someone black, is a good first step. So I'm pretty sure the intentions were good, but again, it's just like, I don't know how to feel.
Is it appropriate? Is it appropriate? Exactly. Is it the best way to approach things?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Is it the worst way?
I think the thing is we know ourselves, right? And I think when something feels off, you know it feels off. Even if you can't say why. But I think there is something weird about it. I think there is something contrived and a little superficial about it. I think people have good
intentions.
It's
like the easy way out. Exactly. It's like, do something. Yeah, apologize to me, motherfucker.
And it reminds me of like just an obligatory thing that white people feel guilty to do. Like if somebody dies, you got to say, you know, my condolences. You know, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That's what it feels like to me, you know, like.
Right.
So it feels off. I feel the same way. I haven't had anybody reach out to me, I think people know that my really take too kindly to it. But but I do think it is weird.
They know exactly what they're going to get out of the fly.
Exactly, bro.
Thanks, nigga. That's what I was saying.
Exactly.
You a nigga now too, huh? You a nigga for the day, huh?
Right. Jesus. But like, what are white people supposed to do in this time? Like, what? It's interesting, Chris. I don't want to put too much of your personal business out there. You know, with maybe conversations you might have had. But what are white people supposed to do at this moment? White friends, white coworkers. What's the right thing for them to do right now? Is it to shut up and just stand outside and hold this sign with me, or is it to reach out and say, "Hey, I know you personally, so I want to support you in this." And what, I mean, like, how, what's appropriate
for you? Put some skin
in
the game. I know what. Put some skin in the game.
That's what work, but that's what I'm saying.
Put some
exactly.
skin in the game. Yeah. Put some of that white wealth on the table. Donate $200 to 8 Can Wait or BLM.
And
that's what,
to,
they,
so
that's
saying,
what they got. Put
I'm
some
saying,
of that bread
I'm
up.
Saying, I'm saying your friend. So you, we all have
in
white
regards
friends
to,
or something.
Yeah.
But
well, that's what I'm saying.
Your
white,
personal
white
circle
friends.
Of white people, your white, I'm saying your personal circle of white people, how are they supposed to act?
I don't know any, like, just between, and I don't have, like, a, that phrase, I don't have a personal circle of black people, but the people that I do know and have met and just, like, acquaintances and stuff, like, they, I don't think I know one that hasn't donated. Now, the thing that I'm not certain how I feel about, but then I guess it's, like, I guess I wouldn't know that either, but is posting it. Obviously, they all post it and just like, oh, I did this. And then, like, I have a friend, won't say a name, but she was able to donate because he cashed in, I forget what cosmetics, but like Sephora or some shit. But they had something where you have the ability to cash in Sephora points to donate to Black Lives Matter. So she cashed in so many points to donate. And she had a lot.
That is the whitest shit I've ever heard in my life.
But at the same time, you know, it's like, I don't know exactly. It's like, yep, you donated it. And I'm going to be completely honest, because that's why we're here. I haven't donated. I need to donate. So I got all these friends that have donated, and I haven't even donated. So it's
do
like.
You have to? You're black. You've donated.
True.
You've been black.
But that's the thing. Like, nope, I don't think anybody really knows what to do right now. That's like everything's just kind of like you just do what you feel is the best thing to do. Like, and sending those messages, yeah, everybody don't appreciate them. Like, I did not appreciate it, but at the same time, it's like you don't have to fucking do that because you never treated me any way where I felt, you know, uncomfortable or whatever. But thanks, but. Now I'm wondering, like, are you racist? Have you right. brought me a nigga in the, behind my back? Like, because why do you feel so guilty?
Right.
I don't.
Yeah.
So this is. Yeah. I really don't. Nobody knows.
Hmm. Well, that's a question. That, yeah, it's gonna have to go unanswered. But I know it's a lot of people's top question is like, what is as a black person. What are we okay with appreciating or accepting from this white guilt? And then as a white person, what is it really that they can do? What are they supposed to be doing right now? Hopefully.
And then you got all the other races too. Like, what are they supposed to be doing? Are they just sitting on their fucking thumbs? Like, what the?
Yeah. The Chinese, the Mexicans, everybody. Yeah.
This particular fight, I think, is one that involves everybody. This isn't just about black and white folks. I mean, this is about white cops for damn sure. But as far as civilians, it's more so. I think that's a cause. It's really a cause that everybody needs to fight for. Because who wants to fucking get their ass beat by the police or murdered? Like nobody, or have a friend or something. Like, you know, I think we're all lucky because we've all had our run-ins with the police, and it could have been any one of us. So.
I've murdered, murder me, dog. Don't murder me for no other reason other than my murder, dog. Like,
wait, what?
Should not what be. I said, no, I said, don't murder me unless I've murdered someone else. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way I should be murdered, dog, if I didn't already commit that, dog. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, shit. Mm-hmm. If I murder somebody and they out there fuck me up, don't murder me, bro. I won't expect y'all to. You know what I'm saying? Might fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
actually, no. not for Mike.
He said, right, hey. Is that not for Mike? He said,
well, let me ask y'all this.
Take his name off before they look him up, please.
Exactly. Please. We just doing it for the cause, dog.
Let me ask y'all this. Young, did your mom still work for the police?
Oh, no. She's been retired for like a decade or some shit.
Okay. Well, I mean,
you
might have a different perspective, but do y'all agree with this movement to defund? Well, there are some movements to dismantle the police or get rid of police, which is crazy, but do you believe in this whole defund the police initiative? And how do you see that working or not?
So I think that's another problem with the movement, because they haven't even got their definition of defund the police correct. Because you can ask some activists what defund the police means, and they'll tell you that they want to take money away from the police departments and fund other things like social services to help people. Then you ask other activists what defund the police means. That means they say that the police shouldn't get a dollar. Like, they should be totally defunded. So I think I don't know. I mean, like, you can't just have these unilateral statements, make these broad unilateral statements without digging into the details, because police departments are run by municipalities, i.e. cities or counties. And some police departments have tanks and grenades. Some police departments don't have that type of, that type of equipment. Like, what is the overarching goal? And then you have to take that goal and drill down into each place. So I'm not with defunding the police. I think that there should be policies in place to restrict police use of force. And I think there should be accountability when police do use that type of force on people without the right cause. But just to broadly say defund the police, it just seems irresponsible to me.
Like the son of looting.
Yeah, what were you about to say, Mike?
Oh, no, I was just feeding off of what Taylor Man said. Hear, hear.
Well, Chris, you?
I mean, Randy Man. He's Randy Man.
We'll be able
to. I heard Randy.
We'll always be able to blurb out
and remove things that aren't supposed to be in the podcast. But yeah, how you feel about that? Or have you had a chance to talk to your mom? How she feels about that?
I believe she is very much on the side. I mean, she was not actually a cop; she just did payroll, and I don't really know exactly what that entails as far as. She technically, I guess, I'm not exactly sure how it works.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty, I don't know. I defund the police, like you guys are saying, man, defund the police right now is very broad as far as what people want. I don't think defund is the correct way. Police reform, definitely. There need to be laws in place. Like, there's no reason there's not a law or there's nothing in place to hold these cops accountable for what's happening. Like, that would solve all of the problems.
Exactly.
So I don't think a defunding is at all what's required. People, and like I say, even people saying defund, they have like a, you know, an outline of what needs to be done, and none of it really entails taking money away. So I'm not sure what
just say that new
reform for sure.
Yeah, just penalties for killing black people or killing someone without, you know what I'm saying, a trial or some shit, you know what I'm saying, that type of shit, like, take their pension, like, don't just let them lose their job and they still getting paid, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, or suspended with pay, you know what I'm saying, or, like, you lose nothing when you kill, you know what I'm saying, these people. That's why it's still occurring. It's still happening. Mm-hmm. All thing, bro. hit them with that money, man. Take their money, bro. They'll stop this shit.
Yeah, so I've always said, like, that's how you change the behavior. you change the money.
They doing it because the hate's free, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let them pay for hate, bro.
Yeah. So I was one of those that kind of, like, got sucked into that allure of, like, yeah, man, take the police down. But thinking more about it, yeah, I agree. I don't think we should dismantle the police. That's ridiculous. And I don't think necessarily defunding them to the point where you're taking money and resources away. I think we can always look at anything we spend with tax money. We should always be doing regular audits and inventory on what's being spent towards what. You know, it's a new year. Do we still need that much money spent in that department? But I do think, like you said, Mike, the threat and follow through of pensions and other avenues of money, whether it be salary to the individual cop or even to the department, I think that should be threatened when it comes to unjustly killing or unjustly doing, you know, doing anything outside of your orders or your procedure when it comes to active duty cops. I think the money should be attacked. I think that will really help change the narrative and change the story and change ultimately the behavior. You racist or not, you want money. I don't think there's too much that's going to beat that out. Even, I mean, you as a white person, you get $1 million or kill this nigger. It probably going to be close, but I'm pretty sure 8 to 9 out of 10 of them going to choose $1 million. Yeah, you're going to have two dumb, you know, they're going to want to kill a nigger. But you're going to have most of people's
They want that hidden fame that we don't know about that I be talking about, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't losing everything. That hidden fame, bro. That hidden fame, dog. We'll never know about. You know what I'm saying? You kill a nigga, you get something, dog, for it, nigga. Because you obviously don't get jail time, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Don't go to jail for it. So you get something for it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, think about it. George Zimmerman, like you said, he was signing Skittles bags.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
His it's entire court fees club, was funded. Club. You know, he didn't have to pay for that lawyer he got, right?
It's an exclusive club, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's
some fame.
What you get? You don't get jail. What you get?
There's some fame associated with it.
You get something.
Well, how do you get rid of that? How do you get rid of that?
I told you, bro. Streets, bro, need to talk, bro. You know what I'm saying? George Zimmerman disappeared. Jimmy Hoffa, that nigga, bro. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, other. That's the only thing that's gonna speed this turtle up. I feel, bro. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, our kids and their kids carry on the fight, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna be the message, bro. Because it ain't gonna be overnight. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be what it's been, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just diluting the message. You know what I'm saying? It's diluting the message.
So let me ask, and if everybody can respond to this, then I would much appreciate it. But if you were sitting in front of the black community, say for instance, we could do that. You can sit every black person in the world in one room and they're ready to do whatever it is you tell them to do. How do we fix our problem? As black people, we have a problem. How do we fix that? What would you say is the fix, if there is one? Because I ask that question because Mike, you make a good point. If we could get this unity, or if we can get this common message across the hood and across the streets and across the entire black race, I think it'd be better. But what is the message that we want to spread? What are we saying is the fix? What do we have to do?
I would challenge that question. Yeah. I think I would challenge that question. Like I wouldn't want to sit down with the black community. I want to sit down with the political community. Mm-hmm. I want to sit down with, if I could sit down with Congress for an hour, that would be way more powerful than sitting down with black folk. Because I think to a certain extent, a lot of black people don't even understand how disenfranchised they are.
Yeah.
They don't know how fucked up they are. I mean, or fucked up their situations are. I remember going in high school, going to see like West Bloomfield High School, or going to see in Cranbrook, and then looking at our version of Cass Tech. It's like we didn't know how bad we had it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I'd like to sit down with, and we was at the best, right? We was at the best.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Arguably the best, right?
So, arguably. Yeah.
So I guess I think that would be my thing, because and also you're never gonna get all them black folks to stay. I mean, to get on one accord, but well, Congress passes hundreds of laws every year.
There's so yeah. many.
I'm just saying, like, just for the sake of, if we can get to one message, like, I hear what you're saying. The real change is gonna come from the policymakers, the people who write the law. I get that. Yes, but. In the meantime, there has to be something that the black people can do to help our own situation. What would it be? Is it like, okay, all black people spend money towards black businesses? Or is it all black people stop listening to this side of the political aisle? It's like, as a race, what is it that we need to do? Is it, Randy, like you said, does black people need to focus more energy on contacting those people who are in Congress representing their districts, their areas, the cities, the states? Like, would you say?
Because
right
can
now,
answer that.
Yeah, because we're not under a unified message. Like we said in the beginning, Black Lives Matter protest is a combination of a lot of messages. What can be that one message that we express to the black culture, the black people?
Two things: make sure you vote in I guess specifically in Detroit in the August primary, and then the general election in November. And then the second thing would be to figure out. I don't know to focus
get involved.
On education.
Get involved is the thing.
I think like
exactly.
My second point would be education. I think like. There's a lot of economic benefits from having higher levels of education. And that's one thing that typically disenfranchises black folks. Like because we're not educated, we don't have access to a lot of different types of jobs and different type of economic opportunities. So yeah, I think voting and education would be the two things I would say.
But again, I agree with that, but there's one more to voting and education is also, like I said, get involved. You know what I'm saying? Because people, you say vote, you know what I'm saying? And the only thing that shuts down that argument with most people is, well, it doesn't matter. They can't, you know what I'm saying? But because we feel like we don't have a candidate that speaks for us, or, you know what I'm saying, things like that. So not only, yes, vote is very important. So, you know, so you educate yourself, know who you're voting for, what laws they're talking about implementing, and actually the sub-laws in those laws, because it's small things in the big things, you know what I'm saying? But also just be a part of it. Be a part of the change. Don't just vote on one day in 364 days, not give a fuck, or just don't do anything towards the cause and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, boots on the fucking ground, just come together, show unity, and fucking, I don't know, man. Sounds good.
Yeah. I don't know if I have an answer for that question. I don't know if there's anything that just we need to do that everybody doesn't need to do. I mean, oof.
What would you, and this is like living in alternate reality world. You know, it's not gonna happen and shit, but let's talk about possible outlandish solutions. Do you think, let's say if they said we give African Americans their 40 acres and a mule, they pick, let's say maybe a handful of states, maybe more out of America to where that's y'all. We get y'all plane tickets to move. You know what I'm saying? Everything's paid for, y'all set up. And then, you know what I'm saying, possibly, you know what I'm saying, everything, you know, something like that, maybe. What do you see how that could possibly maybe work? Or then we have like the NBA within those states?
That didn't work for the Indians, right? Like we saw that model play out, right? It didn't work for Native Americans.
It definitely didn't work out for them, dog. But knowing history, you know what I'm saying, like a part of that education that you was talking about, you know what I'm saying, and knowing that, setting that up again possibly. I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't know, man. Again, that's not like an actual idea that I had. It's just more like it's an outlandish, you know what I'm saying, third world random thing and shit, but just spitballing and shit. But I don't know, man. What if we all leave America? You know what I'm saying? Then, you know what I'm saying? What about that? And I mean, because again, we profit everything. We the biggest spenders, bro. You know what I'm saying? The athletes, you know what I'm saying? The entertainment. We the entertainment. American culture, when people look at it, is usually a hip hop artist, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's America. You know what I'm saying? The good life. And the white man in the suit. You want to be white man suit? You want to be hip hop nigga with the cards and the chain, dog? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody gonna pick the same thing, dog. And that's part of the problem, dog, because they not comfortable.
I think focus, is required. I mean, I think our youth, you know, we're getting better, but I think just focus. I don't know. I was trying to think of something the whole time, but like we just like if it's a movement, if there's a cause, if there's something that we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Just focus on it. Like, we lose focus very easily. Like we said before, like, how long is this going to go? Like, this has been extended because we've had murders happen since George Floyd. So it's been extended. But, like, will we lose focus? Let's say nobody, you know, or nothing big happens, you know, in the next 17
or doesn't
days,
get any like, airplay. You know, but
especially that's what it boils down to. The murders never stop. There's hundreds of murders of the police. Hundreds of murders by police of black people. I mean, mm-hmm. if you look at the numbers, it's like 200 or 300 every year, right? Like so, mm-hmm. and we only say a few names every year,
mm-hmm. right?
So
and then especially with quarantine, you know, lockdowns ending in a lot of places, and people finally getting to go out, like
back to normal. The ultimate distractions, this? Exactly.
It's no normal. It's no more normal for sure.
I hope y'all ready to go back to lockdown.
That's what I'm saying,
bro. Exactly. Permanent lockdown.
I'm never leaving. Just don't lockdown. Blow up. I never left.
I'm just saying. Right. That's
he's in second wave. Apparently, he's
people talking about the second wave coming. The first wave ain't done yet, and we about to see spikes because of Memorial Day stuff and all his protests. People getting together without safety precautions, and it's definitely going to spread this virus. And yeah. States are going to have to reorganize and re-implement their lockdown so they can stop the spread because you're about to see spikes. But I think if I could talk to all of the collective black people, one thing I would say is take accounting classes, take economic classes. We need to do better with our money. We need to stop spending money on frivolous, just stupid shit. I mean, it's the same how many people I saw running to the mall after they got their stimulus check, buying, you know, the top brand names. It's like, for what? Like, you are being given shit you don't have. You're not working.
Nothing.
I didn't either. I did get my car fixed. But it's just like, we gotta be smarter with the money. And I honestly think if we can hold on to that $1.2 trillion, or however much it is now that black people spend a year, we can promote change, like real change, behavioral change.
Definitely. If it's,
policy
yeah,
change.
You know.
If we hold on to that money, hold the money hostage. You just got a free $1,200 plus more if you had kids.
You got to get a whole bunch of, get all the money together in one place, man. Just build off of that. Just let it off of that. Like I said, like where each is more like university district right now, like living mm-hmm. Lord is a whole nother, you know what I'm saying? We've all seen it from, you know what I'm saying, go from a prominent to bad to fucking amazing now over there, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if we get enough people in one area, you said just pump it in a particular area or zone, man, and just hope that it don't get destroyed again. You know what I'm saying? And build off of that, just black everything. I mean, again, we got more black on anything now than ever. You know what I'm saying? So it's more possible now than it ever was. If it was, you know what I'm saying? If that was an option, you can't just pick one thing though. That's the problem. That's what makes it so hard. Like it's so many things that need to be done or should be done or could be done. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it's one particular thing that could just magically fix it all.
Right. Exactly.
I know we have a laundry list of, as a race, we have a laundry in this country. We have a laundry
as
list.
As a country,
that,
yeah.
As
a
we need to
fucking
fix,
planet.
They don't even, country don't even want to admit what the country did. So you got to even start there. You got to attack it at the root, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. History. Education, you know what I'm saying? Real history, not his story. You know what I'm saying? Like, confess up to who, what the fuck you are, what you came from, man. Like, and that's another part of the problem why people don't understand our situation because they think what they're taught, And you know, they, you know what I'm saying? Like, so like, it's just education, man. Just truth, bro. The spreading of knowledge, real knowledge and truth, bro, is the beginning. That's the fucking fix. I mean, you're saying, so, I mean, so you put it out there, it's hard to really turn away from that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Educate yourself, vote, get involved to the point where you are the one being voted on, not just yelling at somebody. You are running for some office, and get your finances together. One more thing on the Black Lives Matter specifically thing. What do y'all feel about this energy towards getting rid of all of the Confederacy representation around the country?
Man, you got eight thumbs across the board going up on that, bro.
Again,
with education and knowing your history and admitting who the fuck, not who you are necessarily, but what we come from. You know what I'm saying? You can't go forward if you don't know. You're going to keep going to the same places if you don't know where you've been, dog. You know what I'm saying? Fucking monk. You going to let somebody with amnesia run your business, motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro. Like,
but I mean, I understand racism has a big part of it, but I mean, how can you make sense of a country promoting and celebrating the worst enemy it's ever had?
Itself.
How does that even happen? Exactly. Like, you don't see they're not enemies, but you don't see Batman shit in Superman's room. Or I guess that's not the enemy, but whoever that, you don't see Joker shit in Batman's room. You won't see Superman shit in his room either. But, I mean, it's like, you have so many people defending this. You have so many people upset about the history. My great-great-grandfather. My great-great-grandfather fought in that war.
Your great-great-grandfather was a fucking racist, bro. It's cool, bro. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Y'all share that same blood, bro. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to fight in that war and get in that war, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to do that, dog, do it. It's going to be some consequences now. There's going to be some changes made, motherfucker. But I feel like, man,
let me ask you this, because I think it's going to be a snowball effect. You're going to start to, of course, get rid of all the Confederacy. But now we're going to start digging into the history of
underground.
These.
Yeah, they're going to go underground.
Well, I'm talking about, you know, should we be promoting and celebrating George Washington? Should we be celebrating and promoting anybody?
Right, exactly. Where does it stop?
Should we be promoting John Lodge? Should we be promoting
Lewis Cass?
Lewis Cass.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Everything. Everything,
that's
bro.
What I'm
everything.
Saying. So would y'all be in favor of changing the name to Cass? Would y'all be in favor of changing the name to something else? I mean,
just
is this going to
people,
snowball
man.
Into like, changing everything? Because everybody has a past.
But that's the dangerous thing you get into when you start naming shit after people, dog. Because, again, no one's perfect, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, just call it a name. There's so many things that aren't people that you can call it the giraffe school, nigga. I don't care, dog. As long as it's teaching great education.
School.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? As long as it's doing what it's supposed to do, the name don't really matter, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's all about money. At the end of the day, that's why that motherfucking name on that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
school got to be something entirely different than a giraffe. It got to be like a eagle,
like a
hyena. An eagle with a lion.
Yoshi.
Yoshi
to be the
man. Yoshi. Yeah, Yoshi for the giraffe. Yoshi for the giraffe school.
You
know, the giraffe Yoshi.
You can do some cold jerseys with them.
The giraffe Yoshi,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Yoshi would be a cold
had
mascot.
Had a tongue going down the side of the jersey. You know, all the way around.
Nintendo to come up crazy. Off the rights. Yeah.
The pink socks, though.
The Yoshi. The giraffe Yoshi, duh. Hey, man, I think we got the perfect policy proposal.
Exactly. Change all names with a name on it, dog. Just make it right.
Giraffe High and be the home of the giraffe Yoshi.
The no man's perfect law, bro. We're going to pass the no man's perfect law.
Giraffe High.
Giraffe High, no, come on, bro.
And it's
No, dog, y'all got it fucked up. Giraffe Tech. Giraffe Tech.
Giraffe Tech. Giraffe Tech. Oh, man. Giraffe Tech High. Yeah, Giraffe Tech High. But no, the thing I fear about this snowball.
I'm done, bro.
Again, we're gonna keep unraveling people's history. We're gonna keep canceling people.
Cancel culture is dangerous. Cancel culture is
And that's what we're doing with the Confederacy stuff. But my fear is this: when they go into and they it's public, you can always see this shit. But when they start to glamorize the negative part or the sins of Martin Luther King.
Of course.
Because he was a bad dude. You know, he was a bad dude. And it's
a lot of power, dog.
But my thing is, what's going to happen when that comes back up? And then are we going to cancel him? Are we going to change King High School? Are we going to take King's name off of everything? Because he had a history of infidelity.
I mean, it has to be at least a certain law where either after death you leave him the fuck alone. I don't know, man. Because again, there's so many different variables in it, though, bro. Like I said, no one's perfect. You got Supreme Court motherfuckers on trial for some wild shit. They cool though. You know what I'm saying? Like, and these people making laws and actually can make a change, bro. You know what I'm saying? King was just a dude with a dream, bro. You know what I'm saying? And he talk good and mask people. But
a dude with a dream.
I think you know what I'm saying.
I mean, he wasn't making. I'm not like that, bro. But
I think your point in about like the slippery slope is like where do we stop with our cancellation of historical figures? I think I don't know. We'll have to fight that battle as it comes. But to the point about the Confederate flag, because I think there'll be some people who say you can always find a significance in Martin Luther King, right? Mm-hmm. Regardless of his past, right? Like,
right.
But I think with like some of the Confederate symbolism out there, like if you look at the history of Confederacy, I think it lasted what, like maybe 10 years, 5 years, something like that.
It's a very short
period of time, and like these people were fighting purely for racism.
Yeah.
and then hundreds of years later, little black kids have to see them statues around. Get rid of all that shit, man. And that slippery slope. We'll worry about the slippery slope later. But get rid of all that shit, man. Get rid of all
All the Confederate shit gotta go. I mean, these are literal traitors. Like, what are we
But do you understand how many there are, though, bro? That's mind-blowing. Like, Vice had a total map, bro. Like, of the number of Confederate monuments, bro. And, like, from, like, the South down all the way to the water, bro. Like, man, you couldn't even see all the blimps, bro. It was like subways, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro. Like, it's so many, dog. And that's a lot of work. And so, again, shit, unless you're going to let the people destroy them for free, you know what I'm saying?
It seems like that's kind of what they let happen.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Or, hey, man, we need to start a black demolition crew, bro. You know what I'm saying? We'll do it. Get a petition. You know what I'm saying? Pay us. We'll do it proudly, bro. You know what I'm saying? Get bread, nigga. Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's about to be a real need.
That's money, bro. Money.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's like people don't. I mean,
I can just see it now. Right. I can just see the feminism. I mean, again, not just fan, but I could just see feminists looking into again. Just for example, MLK's history. Oh, he was he cheated on his wife. Oh, he's out of here. He's canceled. We can't follow him anymore. Y'all shouldn't be praising this man, no matter what good he did.
The thing is, though, I don't think they'll cancel him because he didn't do nothing illegal.
Right.
He wasn't doing nothing illegal.
Exactly, bro. That's what I hear saying.
It's different. Like, if that's the case, then all of our greats are subject to, you know.
Every man with power, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody. Cancel the world, cancel America. Then.
So and also the thing about cancel culture is it's temporary because you can't like it's the same thing with like
being not for R. Kelly.
You can't
R. Kelly. He can. He got canceled.
I think he's canceled, but I think like
he OJ too, bro.
He
got away with it the first time. All you had to do was, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like Second Life, bro. Again, which was back to the Mimitry, right. SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, not everybody get them, Mickey, dog. So
grab my charger. I'll be right back.
But yeah,
I think,
I think like with the monuments thing, get rid of them all. Like, Little kids don't need to be saying that crap.
No, for sure, man. And like I said, I'm glad to see it's moving. But again, like, again, just it's shocking to see the amount, the number there are that you got to remove. Like I said, it ain't that it's easier said than done, but it's gonna get done for sure. I'm very confident in that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure some states may fight harder than others. You know what I'm saying? To block this shit, but them numbers are gonna drop, bro, significantly, man. Either by force or by law.
I'd be happy to see it. And anybody that put another one up is a fool.
Nah, that's the thing. Ain't nobody gonna have the balls to do. Somebody would. They gonna have to.
Somebody gonna do it.
Somebody gonna do it. Again. But again, for what though? You're doing it for a reason that you don't know is that passion. You're doing it for something. You're getting something from. You ain't gonna go to jail.
I think it's a pride. I think it's pride. Again, like,
pride is a motherfucker. Yeah. Especially the pride of the white man, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like
people don't want to feel like another beast. Yeah, people don't want to feel like things are being taken from them.
No, exactly. You're taught that this is your land. This is your world, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So that's a whole nother level of pride and, you know what I'm saying, feeling, it's deep, man. It's deep, though.
Yeah, it's called endowment theory. That's what I'm thinking of. It's basically the idea that it hurts people more to lose than it pleasures them to gain. So you have to gain $200 to feel what it feels like, the same intensity to lose 100. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how people, you know, and white people just feel like they losing stuff. Even though they ain't losing shit.
Nope.
Oh, you can't go by and see your racist uncle from 500 years ago. You know what I'm saying? For 200 years.
Right.
Word. Oh, well, whoop-de-doo. It's so
painful. But I mean, again, and like I said, on playing devil's advocate on both sides, I get it though, man. If you open these doors, like you said, they not losing shit. You know what I'm saying? But shit will change. You know what I'm saying? Because you open more doors, man. You know what I'm saying? More opportunities. Like, you got niggas that's thriving, you know what I'm saying? With all this pressure on their back, dog. So, given an equal chance, bro, you're going to see a significant jump in differences in household incomes and things like that. But again, it's American. Like, it's just going to be enough to buy. Like, as far as like things like that, you're not losing anything, you know what I'm saying? But over time, there will be a status change, I feel, a majority, a number shift. You know what I'm saying? But
I think you're starting to see that. That's why Trump got in office, right? It was a lot of people who bought into his messaging of them bringing like manufacturing back to Detroit, but back to the country,
or
bringing coal back, right? Like, we just don't do that shit as Americans anymore. Like, we're not building an entire car on American soil. Impossible, you know. So, not impossible, but it's cost prohibitive. So, we don't do that anymore. And Trump made all these promises to these people about this old America that was going to come back that he can't produce on. He can't act on, right? So I think we are starting to see, like, the fall of white people.
Right, like, those from that broken promise, too. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? The hopeless style, like, damn. But again, like I said, unfortunately, Trump will continue to be president. Like I said, Joe Biden is not going to win
2020. I think
he's going to change the game, dictator, bro. Like, Trump ain't going nowhere. I said it before, I say it again.
He
going to
change the Constitution.
I'm going to keep saying it until he...
He can't change the Constitution. We got the House. Bro. He can't change the Constitution.
Bro.
Got that Ben and Jerry's on deck.
But I think they're going to push it to where he can be president for life.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, there's no reason he should be president now.
You have to change. That's a constitutional amendment. That would take like 10 years to change.
It's going to take possible. 10 years in court. So that whole time, he's still going to be president while it's going
on. Nigga made a vaccine in 12, right. Less than 12 months. A vaccine is being made less than 12 months.
There was a vaccine made for H1N1 in the same calendar year. Like the vaccine, it's not. It's
I'm
not
just that. Saying that. I'm saying things can be rushed. That
no, what would y'all? No, this. I'm glad you brought up the vaccine.
The process of voting and amending the Constitution can be rushed.
I'm glad you brought up the vaccine. Now, Pete, this okay? What if it comes out? Vaccine's made regardless of when it's made, whether it's tomorrow or fucking 2 years from now, nigga. What if they make it a mandatory vaccine? Like, nigga, you have to take this, nigga. Whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Work. You can't work without it, bro. That's like a TB test, right?
Remember?
As a teacher, with kids, you have to have certain shots before you're let into
certain shots. Yeah.
They already have like mandatory. Yeah, as a teacher, depending on what profession you're going to, there are certain.
Measles and all of that. That's certain thing. Yeah, but it's certain things also that you have the ability to opt in and out of as well too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you like a flu shot, you have that choice, bro.
No, are you saying that you wouldn't take the vaccine, Mike?
I'm saying I would feel some kind of way about it if they tell me it's mandatory and I'm not fucking sick, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm straight. Why do I have to take it? And you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you don't
get in this particular situation. You know I'm taking saying? That point. Like,
you gonna take it?
Hell yeah, I'm taking it.
I'm gonna treat like the iPhone. I'm gonna wait until the S version come out. See what it do all of y'all first.
Yeah. If I get COVID, then treat me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Until then, I'm Gucci, nigga. You
know they don't got no treatment. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, if I get COVID, nigga, I love y'all, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all.
I
feel like I already I had know. It. I beat it, nigga, on my own. Nigga. So that's a whole other conspiracy theory and shit.
Everybody's been saying that. I say go get the antibody test, and then if you don't get the antibody test right, then go out in public. Like, put some skin in the game, right? Prove it. Prove that you got the antibody.
I'm out here, dog.
Go out there. Go lick
them. Yeah.
I ain't washed my hands in 3 months, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't did my dishes, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm keeping away. I'm proving a point.
I'm immune to everything.
Everybody's saying, man, I swear I had it already. I don't
tell you, I did, man. I had the shivers, bro. I got days off. I lost money because of that shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And this bitch is a sweat room, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you what the cure is. You have to pay me to kill you, nigga. I don't think most people would. It's a controversial cure, nigga. But anyway.
What y'all think about that Dave Chappelle special? I don't know if y'all have. Randy, did you see that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. I saw it basically as soon as it came out.
Randy was there, and you're right.
I haven't had a chance to finish it yet.
No?
Oh man. No, not yet. I mean, feel free to talk about it. I'm gonna watch it.
It just amazes me how he is. Dave Chappelle is literally in a class of his own. He could do what he wants. He could say what he wants. These other comedians
shows you no fear.
He say would be crucified, but
no fear, bro. No fear.
It's amazing to me.
It's a confidence. Dave Chappelle and Tekashi 6ix9ine confidence, bro, are on unmatched, bro. And they show you what happens when you lean into it.
Trump confidence is on 100.
I said Trump. Them three.
Trump confidence is another. He got another level of confidence too.
He's bulletproof.
People of the world, Tekashi. Trump and Chappelle in the Time magazine, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like 2020.
I don't see how Chappelle like is able to just do this stuff and say this stuff and not get the same backlash as
because he's funny. Or if he wasn't funny, he would be dead. Dead career wise. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, also, I think he's been doing it 30 years. You know,
he's a vet. He's an OG. Yeah,
I was listening to the Neil Brennan podcast, and he was like, there'll never be another Chappelle just because we were exposed to him at a time when there wasn't that much media. So he's like one of the last comedians to come out pre-social media, right? Like, you don't even really got that much social media, right? He don't got to do that shit.
No. I think he just started one or something. Like, yeah, like pictures, like his video on there. Like, so, he don't do none of that shit.
That 846 is his only post.
Yeah, so he's like one of those old school stars, like a Tom Cruise. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So
he just shows you the old school that works. Least minimum exposure also builds up more anticipation. You know what I'm saying? The interest.
Yeah.
Everything's so oversaturated, and you thinking that with social media, you gotta post 10 pictures a day. You know what I'm saying? Of some dumb shit that no one really gives a fuck about. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got titties out or some type of truly artistic photo, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
so that's my thing. Like, he don't gotta, and he owns his own stuff. He don't got somebody that he gotta
all research.
He got an account. He's not. Yeah, he don't got to answer to nobody. Like,
he can do
whatever he wants.
No politician can get away with this Trump shit, dog.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
He brought up a couple things. One thing that he brought up is this person is a thorn in my just brain space, and I don't know why I let this person her get to me. But Candace Owens,
yeah.
I don't know why I let her get to me. I mean, who am I to let anybody get to me? Who am I to? But my God, that woman is just a pain. But that's a serious problem that we have as people, and I know all races experience some type of treason and treacherous people who just benefit from their own destruction. No, but it's like, why does she hate herself to the point where she hates? Like, I don't know about y'all, but I do not like that woman, man. I don't like what she said. I don't like her. I feel like him, man. She looked like she got just the same thing going on down there, and it's just like, man. but what do y'all feel about people like her? Like, what's my man's name on CNN? I forget his name. But just those black people that. Well, I didn't think Don Lemon did the same as Candace Owens to that point. Yeah. I mean, he's definitely murder porn like the rest of those journalists, but he ain't bad as her. But what do y'all think about those type of people like Candace Owens? Just kind of like they go so hard. It seems like they go so hard against their own self.
I think it's just the media, man.
Or do you like Candace Owens? Like, let me not put my feelings on y'all.
No, I remember when she first came out. I just was like, she just saw a lane. Like, there's nobody doing it, and she's wealthy and influential now. Because she sold her soul, you know, like, so I think there's a reason why there's only one of her.
Was that Omarosa like her before Trump fired her? Wasn't she kind of, and Stacey Dash? Well, Stacey Dash, I don't think, has so like, the intelligence.
Yeah.
No, you watch your mouth about that, Stacey Dash.
Yeah, like Omarosa was. I feel like Omarosa was doing. She was a little bit more. She was a little bit more transparent with her. Like, I think the thing that we forget about Trump is that it's all just Trump and the conservative movement in general is just a lot of posturing, and I think that's what Omarosa did. Like, it was just marketing. But I think Candace Owens actually believes what she's saying. And that's the scary part about her.
That's what makes me so upset is that some people you can tell, like, yeah, Omarosa, she was doing it for the money. But it seems like this woman actually believes, and I don't know if it just saddens me, it just breaks my heart that this person hates themselves that much that they go to these type of lengths to prove it.
It sucks that people take her seriously too, because it's like, what qualifications does she have to even be speaking on these subjects? It's like, yeah, but like I said, she carved out a lane for herself. I would love to see like what happened to her, like as a kid, like what did they do to her? You know what I mean? Like,
they called her Blackie. They called her African booty scratcher. They called her. And this is her going to a white school, probably, or a non, or a school that wasn't the majority.
Something happened because, like, you can't. It's just, I don't know. I just don't see it. It doesn't make sense to me.
I thought that was one thing that I was happy about that part of his special, that he just went in on her because he's not a fan.
I'm glad he went in on her. I'm very glad about that.
So I was thinking, like, he might get some backlash from feminists. Like, he kept calling her a bitch. Then I was like, nah, he probably won't get any backlash because, one, he's
dating. That's how they feel. Yeah.
Like, everybody feels that way. I mean, because, again, he made, like, he wasn't like a bitch, like an anger bitch. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, she's a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she would probably even consider herself a bitch. You know what I'm saying? She's bitchy about her opinion. You know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't come off like with malice. You know what I'm saying? So it was just, you couldn't take it no other way, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We'll see. I mean, it's early. He did get dinged on his last special. One of the specials, he got dinged by the LGBTQ group saying something. They tried, but then his, yeah, whatever the joke was, they tried, but it saved Chappelle, so it ended up just dying out. And then I think, actually, it was like the first special, and then he talked about that on the second special. But it still died out, so I'm just curious to see what kind of backlash he'll get.
I think that's the thing. Like, backlash doesn't matter when you own your art. When you can't be censored, the backlash doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, if that's the interesting thing about these athletes, right? Like, the athletes can only speak up to the extent that the leagues allow them to, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why you don't hear their voices, the team's owner, you know. So when you don't have a, like, independence brings the ability to do whatever you want to do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it brings freedom of action. So with Chappelle not having any bosses, he can say whatever the fuck he wants. And having a cult following, I think he's good. Yeah. Like Trump too, same as Trump, right? Trump don't got a boss. Well, he didn't have a boss prior to him being president, right? So he had total independence on what he could say.
Well, that's like what Pusha T said about your boy Drake. You know what I'm saying? You signed to one nigga, signed to another nigga. Now that's bad luck.
Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, that's just like what Push said about your boy, Drake and Wayne. Dog. You know what I'm saying? He said, you signed to one nigga, then signed to another nigga, then signed to another nigga. Now that's bad luck. Dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, no voice, dog. No voice, man.
I agree with that, but I thought it was a good special. I thought he brought up some real key things. It was crazy how his, I think he said he was born at 8:46 or something like that.
Yeah.
Crazy, bro.
Crazy. I did see that part. That's the one
part. Stopped by that cop.
Yeah. That's like, it's just wild.
That shit draws epiphany. You know what I'm saying?
But it's one thing I do want to talk about, and I haven't seen anything on it, but are we just going to ignore the fact that he was wearing a see-through blouse? Like, nobody's talking about
this. He was wearing what?
He was wearing a see-through blouse for this special. Nobody is going to even...
I gotta watch that.
He always has some questionable fashion.
Oh, he never had swag, bro.
Yeah, he never had swag.
Guy, dog. I never looked at him but as a fashion-forward dude.
Had on a see-through.
Yeah,
the dude had on a see-through.
I didn't even peep that, bro. I was too busy listening to that moment.
I just looked at the collar. The collar was weird. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
where? The collar looked weird. It looked. I'm like, I don't get it.
It had like, it looked like a cleavage cut.
You know,
yeah. I'll check that back.
He'd be on some freaky shit with that Asian woman, that little Asian woman.
You already know what he'd be on.
So he's running now, you're talking about
jacking off with her feet, man.
You already know what kind of creative that nigga is, what he into.
Exactly, bro.
So he chose that woman for a reason, bro.
Man. Well, look, man. We're going on 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about all the shit that we had to talk about, but again, this is not my thing. This is everybody's thing, so if y'all have something else to add to the pot or to the conversation, let me know.
I just want to say I didn't put my Instagram out there earlier. It is at is that Chris Young. And then you can find me at Chris and That on pretty much everything else, Chris and That. So if you, if anybody watches, all three people that watch this, that's where you can find me.
Wait, it's not Christopher anymore?
What?
Is it not Christopher?
I'm Christopher in places.
Randy's grunts.
Right, Randy. I meant to make fun of Randy a long time ago. As soon as I saw Randy, I was like, it's nigga Randy. That's totally a Randy thing to do. Classic Randy.
Classic Randy.
That is so Randy. That's the old Randy.
That's so Randy, bro.
I got to get
that's
it going.
That's so Randy.
He said exactly that.
That's so Randy, bro.
Mike, the picture, man. The guy.
Did you know about it? Remember that? We was all supposed to have that tattoo, man. Dog. You know what I'm saying?
Supposed to. That's still the goal, man. God.
Old school, bro. That's what we need to set up, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's the underground guys trip, dog. Underground Railroad boy.
Hey, man. Damn, a guys trip would be fun, nigga.
Hey, man.
The only place we could go is like the fucking desert.
So what we just do? What we do, exactly? Just do a road trip, dog. Just never leave the car. Just drive. You know what I'm saying? The cities. The camera, dog. Be like, damn, that looks like that'd be good. And just keep going. You know what I'm saying?
That looks fun as hell.
just read Yelp reviews in front of places.
Nah, just record the whole shit. Nah, that car conversation and ride be so wild, man. Interesting.
Oh yeah, that'd be
the highs. Talk about highs and lows, man. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
I would love it.
That is a conversation that we need to have that we've been trying to have since high school about this being on God's trip, but that could be another conversation. But I'm down for everywhere that anybody's trying to go, so just let me know.
I ain't going nowhere till they come out with the fucking vaccine.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I went to Belle Isle today, actually. I didn't encounter anybody. We just
I've been everywhere, bro.
Yeah, Mike. I've been pretty much. I haven't been around people, but I've still been going out like crazy.
I'm working. Going I'm here and there.
Where you going, young?
I've been downtown a lot. Just here, just walking around. Like we went downtown for a second to see a little bit of the marching on day two. Day three, I think. Actually, we got out of there like right before the tear gas and stuff started popping off. Apparently, like I order food a lot and I go pick it up a lot, you know, because Grubhub be taxing. I did get Grubhub yesterday though, but like I said, I was at Belle Isle. Go to a lot of parks. I do a lot of walking, just in random places, St. Clair Shores and shit. So I'm outside. I'm outside a lot, but I'm not really around people, which is what I kind of keep to a minimum.
They say it ain't going back to normal. I'm normal, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, I'm losing my mind.
Shaking old people hands. I'm shaking old people hands.
Working from home is
I just think what you said, Mike.
What did he say?
He said he's been shaking old people's hands.
No.
Take a dirty duck.
Boy.
Hey, man. One race at a time, dog.
Right, exactly. Now, next episode, we're like, well, Mike couldn't be here. we like to have a moment of silence.
He's committing a felony.
I was going to say, since we talk about Mike, no, I'm kidding. Just joking. have y'all watched that Epstein doc on Netflix?
Dog, that shit good.
No,
that shit is great. That shit good.
That nigga had flawless. That nigga's system was crazy, bro.
I've only watched three episodes. I think it's like, what is it, like six?
Or I think it's four or five.
Good, yeah. Like, yeah, it's not that many. It's not that many.
Man,
I didn't finish it. I think I'm on three too.
It's so intense, man.
Imagine being in a picture with that motherfucker on that documentary. You know how bad you
hear? Man.
No, I wonder what Grasha Jones, dog.
When Clinton was doing it, didn't they say like Clinton took 67 trips with him?
They shot it. They said Clinton's name more than just
anybody.
Like he hung with everybody.
He lied his way into everything.
Galaxy Man.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's actually, I don't know how to do none of that shit, man. I'm not good with fucking Zoom, dog.
I think it's just
on my age. No, I know how to do it on the computer. I haven't tried to do it on my phone.
Tap the phone and then hit the three buttons, man. Hit more. Just tap the screen and hit more. Just tap the screen, bring up the options and hit more. Bottom right.
More. And then what?
And then you should see virtual background.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Is that right? My bad. Is that right? My bad.
Hell no.
Wait, now it's not working. My stuff is.
No, I think, yeah. Maybe as far as cell phones, maybe iPhones, or I'll check. I'll work on that later. But yeah, I did get these cool little headphones. I got my fake AirPods, you know, got my little case, you know. Got my Android shit.
I need to step my game. I'm still old school with the beat cord thing. I need to get my AirPod game.
Oh, yeah. Them
AirPods change your life, dog.
I ain't got no cords. I just got a little, dropped it.
It's one of the best things I've ever made.
I keep hesitating going back and forth because I had the Apple Watch for like 3 days and didn't like it. And I keep thinking it's the same thing. Like, I have headphones. Nah. These work fine. But the headphones are worth it.
I mean, you know what? I didn't have... So, those are basically wireless, right? The ones you got in?
Yeah.
So, okay. But I never had any wireless before I got the AirPods, so I don't know. I can tell you.
My question is... The damage that them bitches is doing to my brain while leaving them in, man. I mean, this is the reason why they don't call them laptops no more, nigga. You know what I'm saying? All this shit is hazardous, nigga. So picture that long-term study that we going to be the guinea pigs of, nigga. You know what
I'm when we hit age 60, something is just going to activate in all of us because we grew up in this era. And it's going to take us, it's either going to take us out or it's going to be like...
swole. It's going to look like aliens, though. Everybody fighting over race, so we evolved to be all one color, gray, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Think about that shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. Fuck y'all up.
I think it let the evil laugh out.
My son is a gray man.
Exactly. Small ears, so you can't put ear pods in them no more. Your body rejected the technology over time, dog. You know what I'm saying? You got me a big head from tumors and shit, nigga. I'm telling you, bro. You're going to look just like a basic ass gray motherfucker. Everybody. Fucking in grays, nigga. Just gray fucking. Nigga.
Damn. I just looked on Twitter, the Wendy's where they just shot that dude in Atlanta. Got set on fire. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. See, that's.
That don't make sense to me. Why would you burn up the Wendy's?
I mean, that's just, that right. That because they called the cops. That's why.
Wendy's called the cops. Okay.
Yeah. Wendy's called the cops.
Hey, so think about this. What if? Again, this is me just talking shit, man. Just thinking, this alternate reality, man. How would y'all feel if Wendy's, in support of Black Lives Matter, change the companies? They'd be like Wendy and Mike's, or Wendy and Mark's, nigga, and it'd be a white chick and a brown boy, dog. Put two of them together.
Wendy and Deshaun's.
We gotta, you know what? I don't know if that's good or not, but why is Deshaun the first name I thought of too? I think that's unfortunate. We got a problem. That's what we gotta fix. That's racist. What black people gotta fix. We racist against
prejudice, whatever you want to call it. We can't be racist.
No, man, they just not cool enough to carry the Deshaun brand, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know who can, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You can name a white boy Deshaun, no problem.
But I know a Deshaun. You don't
live up to that swag, dog.
I know a Deshaun, and I'm gonna say that life. He does not live up to that swag.
I might adopt a white baby just to name him Deshaun, dog. Give that nigga rule the world, dog. Rule the fucking world.
Yeah, because he's gonna surprise
Deshaun Hippenbottom. Like, you know what I'm saying?
God, that's crazy though, because that'll work the opposite way. Like, that shit would be hilarious. I see his name, be like, oh, I'm about to have this badass kid, fucking Deshaun, and he walk in, it's just a little blonde hair kid, blue-eyed kid. Hair. Like,
and again, we talk about change. You're less likely to, you know what I'm saying, assume. Next time around, he might be a white guy. I'm gonna hire this guy to hire this Deshaun. He mad as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Last time I met a Deshaun, it was a little blonde haired boy. So
yeah, it was a white boy.
So this one, great. Pay him great. Treat him like my own son. You know, walk in, don't even see him, dog, till like the week two on the job. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, hold on.
Exactly. Like, this is
that's change, bro.
Deshaun's
that's real mental change, dog. You gotta get in the head, bro. You know what I'm saying? Trickery, bro.
Whatever works.
Speed this turtle up, put some fire under the turtle, dog.
Did y'all hear about
the turtle wins. We know the turtle that, wins.
Y'all heard about the dude that supposedly hung himself in California?
Yeah.
I think that's gonna come out.
It's gonna sound like a dumb question. How do you hang yourself, dog? No way, y'all. He picked the perfect time to stir this shit up.
People do it. People hang themselves every day. But yeah. Not saying that that's exactly what happened here. But you can't. Yeah, say but how do you hang yourself?
Yeah, people.
But was it public? Did he do it in his house? Did he do it in his house?
No. He was outside.
He was at a tree.
Yeah, it was
public, like hanging from a tree.
A public thing, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, no, it wasn't public. It was like a secluded place, but yeah.
Secluded place that anyone had access to or just
well,
like...
Well, yeah, I mean, like...
I don't know where it was. I just heard the story. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know where he was.
Yeah, just like, like somewhere you could just walk to where it's not a lot of people and...
I thought it was at a city hall.
Perfect place to hang somebody. Right. He said right.
It was like right near the city hall of that city, whatever city it was.
Oh yeah, nobody's ever at city hall.
Come on, bro. No, like, dude, no, bro. No, we ain't got time. That if a black person is going to commit suicide, I don't think they're gonna think you do all of that. Like, just get it done, man. And like I said, I have a relative that committed suicide, actually hung themselves. You know what I'm saying? And again, I'm over here didn't go. Nowhere, you just got it done, bro. You know what I'm saying? True. Like, if you that with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't
that. That writer for This Is Us, she did it, I think, what in her home?
Yeah.
Oh, so I saw she died. She killed herself. I didn't know that. I just saw she died.
Yeah, she killed. No, she killed herself. Yeah.
She committed suicide.
I mean, somebody should again. There were signs in the show that the person that wrote that really had some emotional shit going on. That great show though.
She had a couple messages, like posts too, like, you know, that she's getting real anxious and stuff.
She made me cry more than I'm uncomfortable with, nigga. So, you know what I'm saying? That take a lot, nigga. That take a lot, man.
That show is something else, man. You can't watch this show without shedding a tear.
But it's gonna get you somewhere, dog. You got father shit, nigga, kid shit, you know what I'm saying? Mama shit.
Episode,
don't matter, dog. It's gonna find your weak spot, nigga. And keep poking
that show at is gonna expose the softness in that everybody.
Show, that show is deep, bro.
It's literally designed to make you cry every commercial break.
No, for sure, bro. For sure.
That's no joke. But yeah, that's amazing. I just hope that the stuff that, you know, the dude that supposedly committed suicide. I hope I pray to God there's no foul play in that, because I honestly think something like that will incite a war. That's going to incite violence. I think this new generation has shown, especially the ones that's out on the street, forget the proper name. What is it? What are they? Is it Generation Z or Alpha? Yeah. No, I think Alphas are the babies right now. But whatever they are, they're not scared of violence. And they're not scared of getting their ass whooped just for whatever. So I think they would go out and like destroy some shit if they ended up seeing that this hanging was a racist.
I want to know how to make change, dog. Me and Chris working on it, dog. You know what I'm saying? Me and Chris working on it. That's how you make change. Me and Chris working on it. You know what I'm saying? Me and Chris working.
Oh,
dog.
Man.
Oh. I just see. Yeah, I just got back in. Yeah.
That's how you make change, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's how you put that fire on that turtle, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Pop him out. Pop him out.
Oh,
you
know, man.
One at a time. One at a time.
Like throwing, it's like throwing water on a gremlin, nigga.
That's a beautiful picture. If y'all, hey, have y'all ever experienced like any like weird stares or like racist?
Nigga, if looks could kill, I would not be here, bro. Nigga, I seen a nigga, I read his mind. He told me what he wanted to do to me with his eyes, nigga. No homo, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga,
so I know what you're talking about. Had the fear, you by your
hate, bro. Like,
that's sad. Hate, it's 2020.
Bro,
and
all I can do is laugh at it, nigga. I'm gonna do a smile and laugh at the nigga until that nigga start approaching me. Like, all right, nigga, what you want, nigga? But no, that's it. Nigga, all the time, bro. The white guys just kind of look at, especially older white guys. You know, usually is the older white guy, bro. Like, our pop's age somewhere in that, you know what I'm saying, low 40s to fucking up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It don't happen.
Up and down.
Exactly, yeah, but mostly like the visible, the, you know, they can't control it. Like, they don't even know they doing it. They just reacting, like, just looking and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a particular group, nigga. Them motherfuckers, dog. Crazy, dog.
Right, man. Well, I appreciate y'all for hanging out, man.
I appreciate you for just setting it up, man.
Yeah, man. I wish I could be there. I don't know if y'all, do y'all hang out? Are y'all taking this COVID thing that serious? Like, y'all not hanging out?
Me and Chris, if I got it, Chris got it.
Yeah. You know, me and Mike live two blocks away, so I see Mike probably like two, three times a week, maybe. I haven't seen Randy.
Randy's gonna be the only survivor, and no one know what he look like, nigga.
Right, exactly.
He's taking the vaccine. He's staying away from everybody.
The precautions.
Randy is not playing.
He's gonna be straight.
Nope.
As soon as it come out, first in line.
Randy trying to get all the NBA players together to take out the whole NBA, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
To be honest, the amount of people I've seen has been very low, but I've seen like a lot of people, or a handful of people, a lot of times.
Consistently, like, yeah, right.
So y'all all got it. Is what you're saying?
I'm gonna send you an envelope. Ain't gonna be nothing in it, but open it, touch your face.
It's gonna say poof. Right. When I open the envelope.
Exactly. Some Joker shit, nigga. Right.
I was gonna say cough.
Oh man. Well, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Till the next time. Next week, hopefully, we figure some shit out to talk about. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed our conversation. This is only just a little bit of what we usually get into. So continue to watch for us. Continue to stay tuned in. You got our social media. You will see us again. Until then, everybody stay safe. Do your thing. And
stay safe. Love y'all. Later. Don't hug your grandparents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Listen to him.
All right, y'all.
All right. Yeah.